Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Hinchliffe Pearson West, funeral directors and cremation services in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And by Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. Now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, and Jake Miller with Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to Silver Streaks Football from Rock Island, where the 1-4 Silver Streaks still look for their first Western Big Six Conference victory, taking on a Rock Island team that's 2-1 in the conference, 3-2 overall. And as we talked about in the pregame, the story for the Silver Streaks really is how they will compete in light of not having their full complement of players due to injuries. The Silver Streaks will kick off to start the game. Desmond Woodson and Quantarian Brooks deep, but the Streaks are going to kick it short. Received by Joe Allen at about the 32-yard line, running right, crosses the 40 to about the 43-yard line, where Rock Island will start off on offense. And this is a team that can score big. What is the defensive statement, Hick, that you feel like the Streaks need to make coming out of the gate here?
Stop it right now. I mean, one of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that you've got to really, and I said this before, get your feet under you. I was always one who liked to start off on defense. It really set the pace of things to try to figure out what's going on and really get the pulse of the game. It's going to happen real quick. And one of the things I've always said about Rock Island is it's hard to simulate game speed when these guys are coming to town.
Connor DiUlio, the starting quarterback, 5'9", 160-pounded junior, played as a sophomore as well. The handoff to Brooks, who's been an all-star early on in the season, and the Streaks stuff him. And exactly what you're talking about right there, Hick, a loss on first down. They'll back him up a yard. He's the targeted guy. He's going to get a lot of carries, and stopping him once isn't going to be enough, but stopping him the first time is a good start.
He's a leading rusher in the conference, and you said it, stopped him there. That was Xavier Van Dyke, again, didn't make that play, but that play was made because Xavier Van Dyke beat his man very badly and forced a route change by the running back.
Brooks had over 300 yards rushing and four touchdowns in the win over UT last week alone. They go to him again, and the Streaks again trying to run across the right side of that offensive line, and the Streaks stop him for no gain and push him backwards, and two good stops on the ground to start off this game, and actually a little bit of a loss. It'll be close to 3rd and 12 for Rock Island.
I think Xavier Van Dyke again, right? Called his name twice already today, making great plays here on this vaunted rushing attack. Rocks come out with four wide receivers in this set. How you're on 3rd and long.
DiUlio can pass the ball. They've thrown for good numbers at times. He's in the gun, turning right, turning left. Now back to pass. The lefty under pressure gets it over Van Dyke. On a little dump pass to Brooks into the open field. Breaks free for a first down. Trying to break free for the touchdown. And finally chased down at the Galesburg 30-yard line. Big play on a little screen pass to their playmaker, Quantarian Brooks, who advances it to the 30-yard line for a huge, huge first down play. And only the stop by Geno Williams back in on defense prevents a touchdown.
And that's one of prototypical things you see with Rock Island. You might be able to stop it for a couple plays, and then they're just such a big play capability team, and they just showed it right there.
Gain of 39 on the pass play. Man in motion. They go on the ground instead. This time Brooks breaks free to the right side. 20 gets to the 10 and wrestled down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal, Rock Island, at about the 8 on a gain of 22.
Little wrinkle there, throwing some jet motion in to get the eyes of the linebacker and the flow of the linebackers to move one direction. And then out kind of the back door it goes, and nobody touched him for at least 15 yards.
It's been all Quantarian Brooks so far. Three running plays. First two were for negative yards. That was for 22, plus the pass play where they got him into open space and let him run for 29 yards. And they'll go to him again on first and goal. To the right, gets dragged down, but still manages forward progress to the five for a gain of three, second and goal, Rock Island.
Trayson beats his man there and is able to get arms, but he's only able to get arms, right? And this running back now just going through arm tackles. So we get him down, but he gains yardage, and that's going to be not a that won't be a recipe that will be very successful tonight.
Quantarian Brooks, 773 yards rushing coming into this game, just the sixth game of the season. It'll be Dulio and the keeper, hit at the five, crosses the five, then pushed backwards. A short gain, if any, and it brings up third and goal for Rock Island. Streaks continue to defend the short running game very well. Need a big stop here in what is likely two-down territory.
That's the first time they've gone away from Brooks in this drive.
Yeah.
And the results there, I imagine they're going to be heading back to number four here pretty quick.
Goes as no gain for the quarterback, Connor Dulio. Third and goal from the five. Streaks trying to make a defensive statement and a big stop here to start. They jump at the line. No flag. Back to pass across the middle. Thrown high and incomplete. Intended receiver in the end zone was Josh Ferentz, but overthrew him, and it's fourth and goal.
And I see no change here.
Yeah. Go ahead,
there's
Jake.
No change, so this is going to be already a big spot in the game here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, right? You look at momentum, they've driven right down the field, but the Streaks have tightened up here as they've gotten goal to go.
On fourth down this season, the Streaks have held their opponent to 40% conversion rate, 4 out of 10. Fourth and goal from the 5. Streaks had movement on the line last time. They hold true. They go to Brooks up the middle.
And he's short.
Stopped at the two. Stop. And pushed backwards. And the Streaks hold defensively. And a change of personnel as Rock Island gives it up on downs.
Big play there for the Streaks defense, right? You start to wonder about things when you get gashed for those big plays. But when you can tighten up when it matters, right, that bend but don't break philosophy, and that's exactly what Galesburg does here. But now a very long field for this offense as we see Tristan Legate for the first time in a couple games trot out on the field. That's a good sight to see, fellas.
And how tough for Tristan taking his first snap in two-plus games.
98 yards
to go. Yeah, right. Right off the get-go.
Welcome back, buddy.
Yep, here you go.
So from the two, a high ankle sprain suffered in the Sterling game to open the Western Big Six Conference season on the opening drive of the third quarter. And the Streaks go on the ground for a good gain on first down. They'll pick up about three. Move it a little farther out of the end zone to Amari Richardson, who was an absolute workhorse last week in the loss to Quincy. Carried the ball 30 times, and he gets the first run of the game here tonight.
If nothing else, at least out to the six means that if you have to punt from this spot, you can get the full allotment for your long snapper. So that's a good run on first down. 4 yards is a good run anywhere on the field, but very important for the Streaks to get that down out of the way here.
Freshman lost tonight, 26-21. Here, we're 4.5 minutes into the game. Streaks held Rock Island, stopping them at the two. Now second and six. Ooh. From the six, and a hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards. Amari took a shot. Actually, they're going to give him forward progress to the eight. We'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. There wasn't much room for him. He got about as much as he could, and the push by the second layer, the linebackers came in and really pushed him back on that. So you heard Jake go, ooh, and that was because he took a pretty good hit there, but he gained some yards, so we'll take it.
That brings up third and four. We're in kind of a long four. Of course, we've talked about the struggles for the Silver Streaks on third down this season. Less than 35% conversion rate. The toss play, to get Amari to the outside, gets to the edge, gets the first down, pushed out of bounds, and a flag at the end of the play. Amari got it up to the 14-yard line to move the chains, and I believe this will be...
They're going to get Iker in a hold.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get Gino.
It was Iker in the outside here.
Yeah, leading the way as a blocker. So Amari did get the first down. So he got it without the benefit of the penalty, and there's the indication of the hold. So it's going to go backwards.
Just another play at one of the most inopportune times. And that's been sort of the story that we've seen.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Unfortunately, right? We've seen a lot of penalties down, but it's not just about the penalty and the yardage. It's also about the timing of the penalty.
Yeah.
This one will give the Streaks still a third and six type of play, which is definitely doable, but it's not the fresh set of downs that we thought we had earned initially.
Yeah, the play was there. So from the six, they'll toss Amari to the opposite side. He gets down low, and he'll only get back to the eight-yard line. And now the Streaks will have to punt. So a first down negated because of a holding penalty. And then Amari gets essentially the 2 yards back and the penalty yards back to the eight. And the Streaks will have to punt.
Streaks staying on the ground. And I don't blame Coach Blackwell for being just a little bit cautious with his play call here. I want to see Tristan just start slinging it again. But a turnover here is obviously would be a killer. So we're going to just put the ball in Amari's hands and be cautious, punt this thing away.
Change of personnel for the Silver Streaks. They'll get squared away. Satiski about 4 yards deep in the end zone to kick this one away. He gets it away. A low kick running up underneath at Rock Island on
nice
the
play.
Run. An open field trip up at the 35-yard line.
Play Marcus.
Marcus Lewis. Yep, Marcus Lewis got down there and prevented what could have been even more damage. Rock Island still will start at the 31-yard line, but in full stride receiving
right.
that yeah. on the punt, and he could have gone for the distance.
Yeah, that is that's the worst thing you can see, Sean, right, is when you see that returner in full stride as he catches it.
Yeah.
A lot of times bad things happen.
But think about what Marcus Lewis did there at 5'7", 125 to take that guy down with a full head of steam.
Rock start from the 31-yard line. So the Streaks held him out on the last possession, give up great field position here, unable to get a first down. And on the ground, the hole opens up across the middle. Brooks dragged down by Van Dyke from behind. He got close to the line of scrimmage, or close to the first down marker. And we'll see where forward progress will be spotted. It's very close. They pull Brooks up off the turf.
They're
He's at the 22, so second and one.
Yeah. Good spot of the field, good down and distance here, maybe for some play action pass. DeLulio's put the ball in the air one time and not very accurate.
Six carries already for Quantarian Brooks. 35 yards. So he's over 800 for the season here in game six.
There's
back to pass DeLulio. Throws it wide open to the completion on the far side of the field. Streaks wrestle him down. Ball pops free at the end as he's taken down at the five, but it'll be a first down for Rock Island on the completion to Deshaun McCaw. And it's first and goal Rocks after a gain of 17.
Yeah, Coach Hammer thinking the same thing that I was thinking right there. It's just a perfect down and distance. It's a perfect spot on the field for a play action pass. And the Streaks just so soft in their corner coverage that he's able to run that little hitch route. He's going to have a lot of yardage before we get a defender out to him.
And not only that, our cornerback flipped their hips.
Yeah.
They took off like they're running deep on us.
First and goal from the five. To the right side,
touchdown.
Brooks breaks free and gets to the goal line for the touchdown. Changed it up a little bit with the misdirection in the backfield. Got a little bit of a hole across the right side, and Rock Island scores on its second possession, a 5-yard touchdown run for Brooks after a 3-yard scoring drive that again started from the Galesburg 31-yard line on that short field. So a big defensive stop for the Silver Streaks on the opening drive by the Rocks, but they couldn't convert a first down on their first offensive possession and gave up the short field. Rock Island took advantage of it. The kick is good. 7-0 Rocks, 4:43 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Rock Island, you're listening to Galesburg High School Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the Knox and Warren County nominees, like the Abingdon Community Center, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Three-play scoring drive for Rock Island. 31 yards in a minute 15. Quantarian Brooks, the 5-yard touchdown run. Law D with the extra point makes it 7-0. Beautiful night here. We haven't talked about the weather conditions. We've been more or less blessed by good weather outside of the rain that plagued the homecoming game at home against Quincy last week. But a gorgeous night. We'll talk about it here in a moment. Here's a short kick taken at the 13-yard line and the return up the middle by Lewis. And a big hole, and he's tackled right at the 36-yard line. Good position for the Silver Streaks. 62 degrees as we get this game kicked off under mostly clear skies. Just a very gentle east wind. And down on the field, Jake, about as beautiful as we've had it all season long. It's definitely football weather.
Perfect night for football. You're right. We've got the chilly temperatures, and hopefully we're far enough into the season we don't see the cramping issues, and the temperatures won't affect that. No wind at all out here. Just a beautiful night for high school football, and contrast to what we stood out in last week for sure.
All right, out of the gun. Legate will toss it to the left side. Amari trying to follow his blockers, has to cross back to the middle where a little bit of a hole opens up then closes before he gets to the 40-yard line for a gain of 3 on first down to the 39-yard line.
We tried that pitch a couple times in our first series.
I'm watching a very dour Coach Blackwell telling Amari not to cut that back, right? Very stern on his ideas to tell Amari to continue to try to get to the edge. So not very happy with Amari's choice to bring that back into the middle of the field.
Again, Grant Reese starting at center tonight for the injured Aaron Kelly. Carter Clary starts at right guard in place of the injured Noah Wright. Tristan Legate back in at quarterback after missing about 2.5 games. There's a play fake. Under pressure from the backside, underthrows Lewis at the 47-yard line as Tristan had to get rid of that under pressure and very quickly brings up third down.
And listen, Gilbert Lemus is playing in right tackle for us right now. Gilbert Lemus is a sophomore kind of thrust into this duty and blocking the right tackle spot. And if he's able to hold his block a little bit more, Tristan can get outside. But this is going to be a test tonight for Gilbus. I know they're very high on Gilbert, and right there he's got some work to do to try to get to the edge and use his angles better.
Silver Streaks, as we talked about, with the injuries, relying on more players than they've had to in the past. Play fake at the line, rolling out. Legate tries to find Geno Williams on the Galesburg sideline, but overthrows him in first down territory. And just like that, 3 plays and out for the Silver Streaks. Again, they'll punt it away as the drive stops at the 39-yard line.
Hopefully a chance here with Sam, though, to flip the field just a little bit, not punting out of his end zone this time. So a good snap and hopefully a good kick here coming from Sam.
Yeah, and long snapping, too, we have Nolan Carl, who's not been in there before. So we talk about losing Kelly. There's other areas that we see him. Special teams now, we have to fill his spot.
Joe Allen standing at his own 34. Ooh. Spinning kick, a little bit short. Allen's going to let it drop at the 30, where it checks up and pretty much holds its spot on a couple of bounces. Really no roll either direction. Rocks will have it at the 30-yard line, so they do flip the field. Maybe not quite as much as the Streaks would have liked. This explosive Rock Island offense takes over. 3:33 to go in the first quarter, leading 7-0, starting this drive from its own 30-yard line.
So this is our third series here, so hopefully we're at a point where if we weren't able to replicate game speed during the week, hopefully we've been able to adjust here. This would be a telling series here for us defensively to see how well we've adjusted to that. Are we going to feel comfortable where we are now with the game speed, or are they going to continue to move the ball on us and we're going to have a hard time adjusting from here on out?
Rocks go 4 wide, trips 3 receivers to the right, single receiver is to the left, Amari Overton, and Brooks lined up behind Connor DeOlio out of that 5-man front. Going option, DeOlio will keep it. Tackled just across the 40-yard line, very close to a first down. Rolling left with the option to pitch, but he held on to it. It's a good gain on first down.
Interesting how they play that. You know, typically you use your end man on the line of scrimmage to attack the quarterback, but we watched, is that Mason Kimmon out there? I think we watched him go after Brooks, right, and allow DeLulio to keep that ball. I think that's a good trade-off.
I think so, too.
You can't do everything, right? And so if you're going to make a trade, I'd certainly want DeLulio carrying the ball over Brooks.
Well, if he goes the quarterback in that case and he pitches, there's no one else outside for that. So he needs to keep the outside contained and go for the pitch man.
Second and 1 to the right side. Big hole for Brooks. Gets to the outside. Makes a man miss. Gets to the Galesburg 40. far sideline. Geno runs him down inside the Galesburg 30 at the 26-yard line. And just like that, that's what Rocky can do, specifically what Quantarian Brooks can do. And at the line, great blocking. Got him to the outside right away, and he was off to the races.
Yeah, whatever they're doing with that motion and sort of that counteraction in the backfield is been a problem so far for Galesburg. That play has gone for big gainers two or three times already this quarter.
That goes as a gain of 33. Brooks, 8 carries, 73 yards already in the game. 2 wideouts to each side. 1 man in motion. Play fake. Throw to the right side, coming back for the completion, and a tackle made right away at the 26-yard line for a very short gain. Mikey Eicher on the tackle.
Played that very well.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I don't know if they were trying to set up a little RPO. I think it was just a play action off that jet motion. So it's going to be a quick flash fake to the jet motion back going through, and then a quick now screen, basically. Mikey played it very well.
Gain of just a yard to Deshaun McCaw. 2nd and 9 from the Galesburg 26. Rock Island trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Up the middle, Brooks, and a tackle made in the backfield, and a loss. And it very quickly brings up 3rd down as the Silver Streaks get into the backfield. Behind who else? John Willis. Back to 3rd and 10 now.
Making an adjustment up front, Sean. I don't know if you can tell, but it looks like they've switched to more of an odd look on the front. Do you see like a traditional nose?
No, we're the same,
Still in the front. Okay.
And what we had there was John blitzed, and he was able to get through.
Gotcha.
Well, I see you're talking about the odd look. You're right.
Yeah,
we have 4.
Okay.
I would be remiss if we didn't point out how much we've talked about John Willis, you specifically, Sean. And now back to pass to Julio. A crossing pattern across the middle into the numbers, and then bopped free. John Allen had it at the 12-yard line, and the Streaks on the contact right as the ball came into the numbers, popped it loose, and Geno is down. Back here in front of the Galesburg sideline at the 30-yard line, down on his knees, down on his elbows with his hand on the turf, and they're going to come check him out. We're going to have a play.
Rocky player down, too.
Yep, an injury timeout, yep, with a Rock Island player down at the 14-yard line on the opposite side
of the
field.
Jake, was that the same two in the hit?
It's the same two guys involved in the hit, and this is kind of, you know, we didn't talk, I think, earlier today about John Sibley missing time today, and I think that was probably due to the big hit that we saw. I know that they said he had some sore ribs and things from that hit. This was a very eerily similar play where Geno kind of meets the receiver and the ball at the same time. There was another Streaks defender in there as well, and Geno apparently has taken the brunt of it.
So the Rock Island player Allen is up and walking off the field. Now Geno is up and very slowly coming off the field. And not to be overly dour here in terms of the situation, but, I mean, the injuries. The Streaks just can't afford to lose any more players. And here at the 1:18 mark of the first quarter, to see anybody go to the bench, let alone a guy who's been instrumental offensively and defensively all season long. And Geno's getting checked out there by trainer Brandon Tyrrell as he's slumped over a little bit on the bench. And now 4th down for Rock Island as they keep the offense on the field. 4th and 10 from the Galesburg 27-yard line. Gave up held on 1 4th down attempt earlier. Looks left, now rolling right. DiUlio
tackled.
Play fake and holds on to the ball, and the Streaks take him down for a loss back at the 44-yard line. So 2 4th down stops by the Silver Streaks, and this one goes as a huge loss.
John Willis.
Yep.
Well, there's an early candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time play of the game.
Huge play.
I mean, I know it's 1:13 to go in the first quarter, but after that 33-yard run by Brooks to move down inside the Galesburg 30, to have a loss on the play of 17. Sorry, I can't add. That's why I'm an English teacher.
Yeah,
I know I've
okay.
said that before. A loss of 11.
Well, I think that whole play started. I think the quarterback turned the wrong way. He's supposed to do a play action. He turned the wrong way. The back went the other direction. Well, at 4th and long, I don't know why you're doing a play action anyway. But
little swing pass to the outside that Amari can't hold on to and drops for an incompletion.
Tristan maybe showing a little signs of rust, right? We got a couple of pass plays, one not necessarily his fault for being inaccurate, but there, got to hit your swing passes, and you got to hit the guy in stride so he can do something with it, that ball a little bit out in front.
Well, the Silver Streaks defense has come to play here early on. The only time they weren't successful defensively was giving up a really short field. Rock Island starting a drive from the 31-yard line. They've had two big fourth down stops in their own territory. Second and 10 from their own 36.
Counter.
Hand off to the right side and up the middle.
Is that Curtis? It's Curtis running the counter there.
I was thinking
it
was. Yep.
That's not something, a little wrinkle in that counter play that we've seen.
He got a couple of carries last week, yeah, and they're very successful. I mean, he has a nice burst of speed, so when he's able to find some open, he can shoot right through there.
So Curtis gains 8 on the play, and now the Streaks face 3rd and 2.
Right, most successful offensive play right now here for Galesburg. A little counter action, trying to catch Rock Island in their pursuit. That's what those counters are for. Let them over-pursue. Use it against them.
We're going to see some motion here. Yeah, I figure we're going to see that, how they're going to adjust. Oh, boy.
And a loss on the play as they go back to Curtis, and Rock Island was ready for it with a tackle made just across the 40 at about the 41, maybe 42-yard line. It'll be a loss of at least a couple, and the Streaks are not able to convert on 3rd down, 3rd and short this time. And Satiski out to punt.
So what you saw happen there, I think, is with Gino going to the sideline.
That's the end of the first quarter, by the way.
All right, go ahead. With Gino going to the sideline, it moved Amari out into that slot position, and it looked like, at least on that series, Curtis was going to get the carry.
Yep.
Second quarter coming up, 7-0 Rock Island. Streaks will punt when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye. And drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone here at Rock Island's Almquist Field. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller here. Silver Streaks trailing Rock Island 7-0. Galesburg will punt as we get ready to start quarter number 2. Streaks without a first down in this game. They did have a first down that was on their first offensive possession that started at the 2, but it was negated by a holding penalty. And now the Silver Streaks will punt. Satiski juggles a little bit. Low line drive kick. Takes a big Galesburg roll. Scooches down the field inside the 20, down to the 15, the 14. Who is that standing over the ball? Marcus Lewis.
Marcus, yep.
Air, using his hands to try to get some air underneath it, get that ball to roll a little bit farther. Great punt by Satiski. That low line drive kick and the momentum of the ball shoots down to the 14-yard line where the Rocks take over, just underway in the second quarter.
Off air, guys, I'll let Sean talk about it because he noticed something that seemingly would be portent to the situation with Gino. Sean, what did you see happen in terms of his equipment?
Yeah, they took his helmet away. They took it from him, put it somewhere else. And not like they're trying to hide it from him, but this is, it was a bad sign of almost like your evening's done.
Any of the head issues right now is something that is concerned about here with Gino. So the helmet is out of play at this point.
To Brooks. Runs into contact. Held up at the 15-yard line.
Kimmett
and dragged backwards. Yep. And now helping.
Yeah, I tell you guys, everybody's pretty cordial out here today.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of both sides are doing it, too. It's a very cordial night, helping each other up off the field.
So Carter Clary with the initial stop, and then helps Brooks up off the field after a gain of 1. 7-0 Rock Island as we start the second quarter. Second down Rocks. Actually, well, they gave him a gain of 2, actually, to the 16-yard line. Streaks have given up 2 big running plays. A play fake. DiUlio rolling out to the left.
Boy.
He's got room to run. 10, 15, 20, up to the 30-yard line, and chased down from behind up to the 35-yard line by Nolan Carl. But a gain of 19 on that play. Diolo rolled out to the left, and there was a whole lot of green space in front of him, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, somebody in that backside, check BCR, boot counter reverse. The play is going away from you. All the flow is going away from you. The backside linebacker can't make that play. They have to just sit and wait, and they didn't check the guy coming back. So he vacated the area, and the quarterback booted out as a naked boot and ran for yards, Jake, wouldn't you say, before he got touched?
Yeah.
Desmond Woodson, Joe Allen break out wide to the right. They'll go on the ground. Big hole left side. Brooks crosses the 45-yard line for a first down before stopped a couple yards past the sticks. And he'll pick up a dozen on first down as Rock Island closes in on midfield on this fourth possession of the game, leading 7-0 as we approach 10 minutes to go here in the first half.
Jamari McDonald running out on the field right now. The coach is trying to keep their linemen fresh as much as they can, rotate as much as they can at this point.
Brooks again with a carry. Left side again, got a hole. Gelsberg 40-yard line, 35, dragged down, taken down finally at the Gelsberg 30. Rocky flips the field after a gain of 23 by Brooks, and he's over 100 yards rushing for the night now on just his 12th carry.
That's a pretty good average, guys. It does not bode well.
No, it doesn't.
Right, but here's where the streaks in so far in this game have tightened up. Found ways to make some stops so far.
Rocks put a tight end on this set. Brooks to the right side this time, where he runs into Nolan Carl, who makes a stop at about the 25-yard line. Then Brooks falls forward at the end of the play to add on to that. He'll pick up 7. It'll be 2nd and 3 down to the Gelsberg 23.
Deshaun Nolan into the ball game now, giving Trayson a rest.
2nd and 3 Rocks, leading 7-0, 9 minutes to go first half. Out of the gun, DeJulio goes to Brooks again. Left side, runs into a host of white jerseys.
See it again, Jake.
They close the hole, stop him before he gets to the first down marker. It'll be 3rd and short for the Rocks.
Listen, Brooks gets off the ground slower and slower too, guys. I mean, we're getting hits on him, right? We're gang tackling him, and they just keep feeding him because he is their offense right now. This is going to wear on him. Brooks is not a big back, right? He's not one of those bruisers that's just going to go and run over people. So if we can continue to keep hitting him, we may gain some ground in that area.
3rd and 1 Rock Island. They're 1 for 3. Streaks jump a little bit as DeJulio tries to draw him off sides. No flag, though. He looks to the sideline. A little bit of a shift at the line as Avery Flactiff shifts from right to left in the power. And they'll go to Brooks. Big hole up the middle. And the tackle made inside the 10. It'll be 1st and goal, Rock Island.
Brooks
down to about the 7. They needed 1. He picked up about 14.
Rock's trying to grow tempo here, right to the line of scrimmage. When they do that, very often you get the exact same play.
Well, if they go back to Brooks, he's wearing out.
Yep.
7-0 Rocks, 1st and goal. Ball spotted at the 8-yard line. DeJulio out of the gun. Man in motion. It'll be DeJulio, and the keeper spins out of a tackle, and then the stop made at about the 5. As he ran into Willis for the stop. 2nd and goal after a short gain.
Good job by Willis not to be fooled by that fly motion or jet motion, whatever you want to call it. Stuck it with his keys, the quarterback carrying the ball up the middle. And Willis is right there to meet him.
See how the Rocks line it up here. It'll be Overton as the wide out to the far side of the field right. Desmond Woodson out in the slot. They'll go on the ground to Brooks. Stopped short of the goal line. Pushed backwards, still on his feet. The whistle blows the play dead. He gets too close to the 1, it looks like. And it'll be 3rd and goal, Rock Island.
So here, Sean, we watched our guys, our defensive linemen, do a little stem action before in a short yarded situation. Sometimes you stem right before the snap and you get the offensive lineman to jump. That'd be a huge gainer here for the streaks at 3rd and 1. 3rd and goal from the 1.
Yeah, and you do this here because oftentimes the offense wants to go on a quick count.
Yeah.
Try to catch the defense asleep. And so if you shift all of a sudden, they're keyed up to go on first sound, and and they move as well.
Not snapping it quickly. DiJulio looks to the sideline.
There's a stem.
Steam. Yep, team comes set.
And
there's a flag.
It.
They might have.
Nope, we got timeout.
Nope, timeout by Rock Island. So 6:19 to go, first half. Rock Island calls timeout. Third and goal from the one. 6:19 to play in the half when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, so hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it, and by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Third and goal, Rock Island from the Galesburg 1. 6:19 to go in the first half with the Rocks leading 7-0. Rocks coming out of their first called timeout. This drive started back at the Rocks 14-yard line just inside the second quarter. Again, down close to halfway through the second quarter. 6:19 to play before halftime. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey up in the press box. Jake Miller down on the sideline on a beautiful night. From Almquist Field, Streaks have made some big stops here inside the five already in this game. They need another one. DiJulio rolling left, cuts it upfield, and he stops short of the marker.
Yep.
Got held from behind. That slowed him down. Streaks finished him off. It'll be fourth and goal.
Lost about a half yard there. We're going to be back to the two-yard line.
And something interesting there, and I mean, I don't know why they didn't send the motion man back, because we were in man coverage, and so what you did was you brought the motion man all the way across to the side you're going to run it to. Thus bringing another defender over there.
Yep.
Once again, they're going to keep the offense on the field. So this is either extraordinary confidence in the Rocks' defensive ability against the Galesburg offense or a lack of confidence in their kicker, whatever it is. They're going for it all here on fourth and goal from the two. Brooks runs into a wall.
He's short.
He is not going to make it as the Streaks hold firm and push him backward. The second goal to go stop inside the five-yard line in this game. And the Streaks take over for the second time inside the five, but keeping the Rocks out of the end zone.
And there was a whole bunch of Streaks in there, but it was led by Big Trayson Hargis, right? He was able to hold his ground, and if he plays low enough, he is going to be a hard body to move. And they weren't able to move him, right? And so the Streaks were able to rally to the cause and make another good. We talked about it. They've tightened up all game. That's what they've done. They continue to tighten up again, and now we need the offense to respond in kind.
So for the second time in this game, starting inside the five, it'll be from the three-yard line. And Tristan will take the snap right at the goal line. Short drop, looks left, throws left.
Wide
open, lots of room to run for Marcus Lewis. 10, 15, 20, up the near sideline. First down, Streaks getting out of the shadow of the goalpost, and a great first down play for the Streaks.
Very confusing defense there because we had two receivers over here, and they blitzed the outside linebacker who bumped out over the number two receiver. And so
that play could have gone for more if Tristan would have recognized that and thrown it immediately.
Because he was looking deeper, and he was like, wait a minute, this guy here is wide open because I see a blitz coming. So, yeah, he checked down perfectly for it, but I don't get the defensive call at all. You leave no help over the top.
First pass completion of the game goes for a gain of 22 out to the 25-yard line. 5:05 to go in the half, Streaks down 7-0, and the handoff and the slipping and falling right at the line of scrimmage. As the Streaks tried to go to...
Tried to go to Amari there.
That was Amari, all right.
He got tangled up with Tristan's feet is what happened. Sometimes that quarterback exchange again, right? Amari's taking handoffs from Tristan for the first time in 3 weeks. And right now they got their feet tangled up, and it tripped Amari down.
They'll be down for a loss of one, second and 11 from the 24.
So we got Marcus Lewis out now, kind of running the receiver spot that Geno's been doing in the slot. Mason Kemen out there in the slot. One tight end. That's Nolan Carl.
And Amari, the running back, and flags.
Timeout.
We got a timeout by Rock Island. So second timeout by the Rocks. Defensively did not like something they saw.
They did not like their alignment.
4:18 to go in the half.
Yeah, I heard the yelling, but I couldn't make where it was coming from. But yeah. Clearly now we know it was their sideline.
And it's not like we did any, like, showed them something we hadn't showed all game. Where we just had two receivers right, one tight end left, two backs. Somebody was in there that was in a spot they weren't supposed to be.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight as we travel tonight in a 2021 Nissan Altima, part of the rental fleet. And, of course, one of the attributes at Galesburg Nissan that we don't talk about a whole lot, we try to let you know about their merchandise that's available, especially in a time that car dealers continue to struggle to try to get new vehicles on the lot. They had a great selection a couple of weeks ago, but it's been going quickly. So don't forget to contact Galesburg Nissan if you're looking for a rental vehicle for any particular reason. They've got lots to choose from and good quality vehicles, of course, to choose from, including the 2021 Nissan Altima. We invite you to check out the available selection of new and used vehicles and take advantage of the rental fleet. Galesburg Nissan, corner of North Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Second and 11 streaks coming out of the Rock Island defensive timeout. Nolan Carl shifts left to right. Play fake. Tristan rolling. Has a man open. That's Carl on the far side trying to shake a tackle and can't do so. And he may lose another yard on the play back behind the 25-yard line. It'll be third and long for the streaks.
I would be as deliberate with this play call as possible. Rock Island already using a couple timeouts when they didn't want to. So, you know, with 3-4 minutes left, let this thing run down as long as you can. The chances of third and forever being successful, right, aren't very good. So get a good play call in. Try to get the first down. Let this thing run down.
Yeah, but we still have time if we convert here. We still have time to move down the field.
Right.
Can't believe you're going to get as fortunate to get Marcus Lewis as wide open as he was on the play that got the streaks out from the 3-yard line. And now a flag comes down. Somebody on the streaks moved. So that'll back him up 5 yards.
Another third down penalty.
So now it goes back to the 19-yard line, third and 16. Penalties. Haven't seen a lot of flags in this game, but the two that we've seen against Galesburg, a holding penalty on the first drive for the streaks that negated what was a first down and would have gotten out of the, at least across the 10-yard line. Now third and 16 and another flag as that did not look right for the streaks, and that's going to back him up 5 more yards to the 14.
As you were saying, Brad.
Well, yeah, it's been inopportune, right? Penalties on third downs are the worst time, right? That's the worst time, especially the only score of the ball game happened right after the fact that we got a first down. It gets called back, and then we have to punt and give them a short field, right? So that penalty ended up being the play of the game so far negatively for the streaks. That was bigger than just losing the first down. It led to their points.
And the streaks don't have a third down conversion in this game yet, and they're now facing third and 21. 3.5 minutes to play in the half. Streaks under pressure. Tristan rolling, and he's going to be sacked all the way back. Did they get him inside the end zone, or the officials going to say he was down? The knee was down at the one.
Yep.
So now the streaks will have to back it all the way up and punt out of the shadow of the end zone.
Again,
they had one play of 22 yards to get out to the 25, and now they've lost 24. Tristan sacked for a loss of 13.
Timeout, Rakan. That'd be their last one.
Right.
Correct. But it comes with 3:09 to go in the half. And they're anticipating getting outstanding field position, obviously.
Right, and 3 minutes for their offense, where they're predicted to get the football, is still obviously plenty of time.
And I'm not saying that they wouldn't have put pressure on Tristan under normal circumstances against any quarterback, but knowing that Tristan is back for the first time in 2.5 games, knowing that Tristan was out because of an ankle injury that limited his mobility. You got nothing to lose other than maybe a roughing penalty to go after him in that situation. And it was a flood of red jerseys coming after Tristan, and all he really could do was just tuck it in and not turn it over. So pressure on Sam Satiski again, who will have to kick out of the back of the end zone now with the ball spotted at the one, with 3:09 to go in the half and Rock Island using its final timeout to stop the clock.
Whenever your punter can't get his full 12 to 14 yards, that makes the block point shorter. So it's certainly a spot here where you may see Rock Island send a little pressure.
Sam gets it away, a low spinning kick. He's going to count on the roll, And the Streaks had enough coverage downfield to force Rock Island not to attempt to try to retrieve that one. They'll still get good field position, but the ball will be down to the 43-yard line and probably about the best-case scenario the Streaks could hope for there.
Best-case scenario was exactly the words that I had in my head, right? When you net 46 yards on a punt out of your own end zone, that's a good day. No return, we'll take it.
The other thing I'll say, though, our guys that were covering that up, don't pick it up.
Right.
Make the official blow the whistle, because we're talking about precious
seconds
here. Yeah, it adds up.
Well, the Streaks showing some equanimity in some difficult situations here tonight, and maybe the biggest moment right there for Sam to be able to get one away and the line to give him enough room to and time to get that one away. Diulio back to pass, empty backfield, pressure on, and he's forced to throw it away quickly, incomplete. Intended receiver crossing was Niogashima Fiston, and he just overthrew it.
Well done there.
It's probably not going to be the first time I have to work my way through it, so at least I'm one for one at this point.
Yeah, well done.
So a little pressure from the Silver Streaks on the quarterback, Diulio. Incomplete, stops the clock, 2:54 to go in the half. 7-0 Rock Island, and now flags from the side judge. Streaks lined up in the neutral zone. And all of the players for the Silver Streaks looking at their sidelines with their arms up in the air. So an offsides call will make it 2nd and 5 down to the Galesburg 38 now.
Coach is getting a number from the officials. I don't see too much protesting.
So the Silver Streaks getting the best they could get out of a horrible offensive series as the way things turned out. And now 5 yards added to the play here after a stop on first down. 2nd and 5 under pressure. Diulio gets it away downfield. And overthrows the intended receiver, Allen, on the far side with 2 streaks in coverage there. And close, at least Eicher had a chance at the interception. It's incomplete, though.
Jake, did you see the 3-receiver side?
Two streaks in coverage on the 1-receiver side, which is okay. We had 2 streaks in coverage on the 3-receiver side, which, I mean, I'm not great at math. But usually you want to try to at least have it. I know that Eicher's playing the middle of the field, right? And he's reading eyes. So maybe he just got a great jump when he saw Diulio flip his hips that direction. And if that's how we're going to do it, we're going
to
line up the exact
same way
right now.
They're coming back right to it.
Yeah, but Diulio's a left-handed quarterback, so his back was to that side of the field the way he stood there. They're going to go on the ground to Brooks, trying to get to the outside, and the Streaks are going to make the stop.
Inbounds.
Short of the 35-yard line. Yep, inbounds, and the clock will roll, 2:40 to go. And what's Rock Island going to do here with no timeouts remaining and facing third and
that's
fourth?
Fourth and four?
The smart thing to do, obviously, is to punt it, pin him deep. But with what the Streaks have shown offensively, I think they're going to probably be aggressive here. Diulio's still out there. Doesn't look like we're going to see a change. They're going to run a play
here. No personnel change.
Just don't get pulled off sides here. Watch the hard count.
Bringing the trips again. They're going to come back to this.
Yeah. And Mikey sees it. He knows what he's creeping over there. And there's the
Diulio
quick.
Throws to the near side. It's complete to Desmond Woodson, who stopped short of the 30-yard line. But that's going to be just enough for the first down. So a big fourth down conversion for Rock Island. And the clock will roll when they get this set. 1:57 to go. And again, no timeouts for Rock Island. First down from the Galesburg 31-yard line after a gain of 6.
Streaks playing valiant defense out here, right? And those 2 guys out there working hard to make that tackle, just unfortunately after the first down. Got to widen out there, Mason. There you go.
Clock rolling under 1:40 to go. On a sweep to the outside. Fiston gets some room to run. Goes up the far side with a lead blocker. Tries to spin off a tackle. Gets out of bounds short of the 10-yard line. He'll be out at the 13. Picking up 18. And stops the clock with 1:32. And now Rock Island's chances increase much more after that play. Gain of 18.
It's a little jet sweep to the 2-receiver side there, Sean, right?
Yeah, and he got out of bounds, correct?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He did get out of bounds.
And my angle here, I can't really see the clock that well.
So, yeah, 1:32 on the clock. Ball is being snapped here from the 13.
On the ground, Brooks behind some blockers left side. Breaks free up the middle, trying to get inside. Stopped at about the 5. It'll be 2nd down. Clock rolling, 1:17 to go. Plenty of time for Rock Island in spite of not having any timeouts.
Yeah, there's definitely no panic out here. They're in no hurry. they can get a first down, which also will stop the clock for them a little bit. They're about a yard, 2 yards short of first down.
Yep, gain of 8. Brooks has already carried the ball 19 times in this game. He has their only touchdown. Second and 2 from the 5. Out of the gun, DeJulio. Brooks again left side. Hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. The hit came from his right side, knocked him off balance.
That will give
He's
a first down.
He's down to the 2, though. That's enough for the first down. Stops the clock with 45 seconds to go, and first and goal again for Rock Island from the 2.
Clock's already, the ball's set. Clock's winding.
Right at the line of scrimmage here.
DeJulio stays in the pistol. He'll keep it. Running right. Hit. Spun. Stopped short. Clock rolling. 29 seconds to go. DeJulio got to the 1. Clock rolling. 22 seconds to go.
Can the Streaks do this again?
They did it right in the Dunlap game.
This has a chance to be the last play of the half right
they
here.
They can't get lined up.
I know. This will be the last play of the half, guys, unless it's an incomplete pass.
Unless it's a pass. It's down to 10 seconds to go. DeJulio looking. Corner. Pump fake. Rolling out, left, throwing, back of the end zone, caught. With 2.4 seconds remaining on the clock, a last gasp for Rock Island in man-to-man coverage in the backside of the end zone. They just dropped it in for the touchdown pass.
Man, these guys are out just playing their tails off. Just a good athletic play by DeJulio to get free and just kind of a jump ball in the corner in the end zone there. I think Mikey on the coverage.
The Streaks' defensive backs have been against this wall the whole game.
Yes.
And it's incredible that the Streaks are going to be down just 2 touchdowns
valiantly
as they have played in this game. It could be so much worse.
Yeah, and we go to halftime. And
but how defeating, though, in a lot of ways to give that up like that.
And when you go through the stats, the amazing thing will be that we're only down 2 scores.
Yeah, it's the numbers will be.
Time of possession. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Time of possession, total yards, the lack of offense on our end.
Streaks have 1 first down
to
in
move
this game.
The ball.
Right.
And to be, at a matter of fact, to be 2.4 seconds away from just being 7-0 at halftime.
And getting the ball back after
halftime.
Yeah, that's
right. It would have been. But still, we're in good position, all things considered, at 14-0.
Pretty amazing.
What if we come out here and return this kick?
Right.
How great would that be? And then get the ball in the second half.
We saw the Streaks in the freshman game score to make it 14-7 right before halftime. Down a touchdown, then gave up a big play to Rock Island when the Rocks had the ball with less than 30 seconds remaining. Big play for the Silver Streaks. We saw it right before halftime last week. That was, of course, a defensive touchdown. And I got to believe Rock Island's going to do everything they can to make this an unreturnable kick. 14-0. 2.4 seconds remaining in the half. And there's the squib across the middle.
How did you get that? Went off of, who is that, Jake? Was that 50? Is that Carter Clary?
Carter Clary.
Bounces off Carter Clary, yeah.
And he comes forward and makes that play with guys barreling down on him. That's not easy to do.
But it denies any kind of a return or setting up for a final play. So it's halftime, and we never even talked about what we got coming up with the big fine arts interview at halftime.
Yeah,
Sean.
Sure. We had the fine arts coordinator and band director, Mr. Andrew Impey, on with us. And really talking about his role as being the director of fine arts for the district. But also, in talking about the competition tomorrow for the band, the season that they've had, but really to talk about and this is why I have him on an away game coming into a home game, is to really talk about what we're looking at halftime. What are we seeing? What is the band trying to do? What's their theme? What are their movements? The props they have, just so that the listener or the person who is there at the game next week will be able to understand what exactly is going on in front of them. So he'll talk about that, talk about the accolades for the season that they've had so far this year, what they have coming up, and then, as always, Principal Tom Hawkins is on to talk about the good things happening at GHS for the past week.
That's next on the half. 14-0 Rocks here at the break. You'll hear about it next when we come back. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Come to Ram Power Days, going on now at Yem in Galesburg, with powerful deals on some of our most popular Ram 1500 models.
Hi, this is Lauren West from Yem in Galesburg. Hey, currently we've got seven brand new Rams in stock with $2,000 in Yem discounts and rebates, or you can buy with 0% financing up to 72 months.
For truck deals that deliver the real power, shop Ram Power Days at Yem.
Tax satellites and stock the extra with approved credit.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL. WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Pull out your favorite black tie attire and join the Fight for Freedom Fund Gala. This annual event helps the community work of the NAACP Branch 3016, including their annual cookout, gospel fest, summer reading programs, and more. Cocktail hour is at 5. The event is at 6. Find out how to get your tickets on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Tune in to Fighting Illini football Saturday as Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. Saturday.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. Based upon my 50 years law enforcement experience, I can tell you that having the right judge makes all the difference in the criminal justice system. That's why I'm supporting David Hansen for Knox County Judge. David Hansen not only has my support, he also has the support of current and retired law enforcement and has received the endorsement of the local Fraternal Order of Police. David Hansen is the only candidate in the race who has been a prosecutor and worked with local law enforcement to keep our community safe. The thing that's impressed me the most about David Hansen is that he's fair. He'll be fair to law enforcement and he'll be fair to those who appear in court. But I also know he's going to be firm. David Hansen will make an outstanding judge for Knox County. This fall, I'm voting for David Hansen for Knox County Judge. I strongly encourage you to do the same.
Paid for by Hansen for Judge.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Knox County Scenic Drive, where you can navigate your way through all 8 stops this weekend and next. Enjoy the beautiful scenery along the drive, along with delicious food, crafts, entertainment, flea markets, and more. Clear tonight, overnight low 42, sunny tomorrow and Sunday, high of 71 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 46, Sunday, a high of 72. Monday, sunny and 70. It's 54 at WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School football continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome to the Galesburg Rock Island Halftime Show. I'm Sean Hickey with this week's segment of What's Good at Galesburg Junior Senior High School. We have a full show tonight with GHS Principal Mr. Tom Hawkins, but this week's spotlight is on GHS Director of Bands and Fine Arts Coordinator Mr. Andrew Empey. But let's talk about your job, first of all, as being the Director of Bands and Fine Arts Coordinator. So how is that going and what is your role overall?
Yeah, I think it's going really well. Still a lot of adjustments, kind of getting the kids into this 7-period day from the block schedule, but they're getting better at it each day. So just my role as the director of bands, I oversee all of the high school band programs from the jazz bands, the concert bands, marching streaks. But then I have that other role as the fine arts coordinator where I help to support all of our faculty throughout the district from a fine arts standpoint.
Now that we have the junior high here, but we also have Lombard on the other side of town. So how do you work out with the two of them?
here with the 7 and 8, I assist in the 8th grade band program. And when I'm not doing fine arts coordinator stuff, sometimes I'll stick my head in the door and help out and play along with the kids and do what I can there. So I am active within that, and then I still get to go down and see what's happening with the program down at Lombard as well. So it's pretty exciting to be able to do all of this stuff.
And so as being coordinator, you're involved with a lot of areas, but you really can't do this by yourself. So who are some of the people you have involved that help you in making sure this is a successful program?
Yeah, well, I've got an amazing team of directors that I work with. We've got Devin Kano, who is primarily in charge of the 5-6 program at Lombard, but he also assists up here with Wind Symphony and also the Marching Streaks. We have two new faculty in the band department this year, which we're really excited about. We have Dina Beatty, who is in charge of the 7-8 program. And then we also have Kyle Barshinger, who helps out and just across the board with the band program, and then also teaches some guitar classes. But he's primarily in charge of our percussion section. So I'm really excited about the strong team that we have in place. But then we go another step. It takes a huge army just to get this group down the road. So we have a really active band booster organization that they're continually helping out, whether it's loading trailers, putting equipment on the field, uniforms, you name it. These parents are absolutely integral to what we do.
On to one of the main points I want to talk about with this for our listeners, and that's going to be the halftime show. So what are people seeing and what they're hearing? Tell our listeners a little bit about the direction of the halftime show this year. What is the overall theme? What types of things should the layperson who's not there as a parent, what should they be looking for as they're watching the halftime show?
Yeah, so the process that we go through, it's, you know, we want to be, we're both competitive, but we also want to entertain our home crowd. So every year when we go to the table and try and determine what we want to do, we try and figure out, first of all, what's a show that we can do that the kids are really going to dig into and have a lot of fun with, but also something that can be relatable to our audience here at home and still remain competitive. So this year our show's titled Things That Go Bump in the Night. So it's a dark show. The music that we use is Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, Toccata in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. The main theme from The Corpse Bride, which is written by Danny Elfman. Danse Macabre by Saint-Saëns. Once Upon a December by Liz Calloway, and then Totentanz by Franz Liszt. So we have a lot of music that's kind of woven all together, but again, it's all dark, it's minor. It's kind of to get that whole creepy vibe going. And if you look at our field, we've got it outlined in the back with a full moon, but we also have black trees that kind of help to set the scene for our show there. And then up in front, we have some headstones to create kind of a graveyard scene, and the kids get up on top to create varying levels like that. Like I said, it's just a really dark show. I think there's a lot of recognizable themes throughout, and I think the kids are really having a lot of fun with it.
And I think it was our last home game, maybe, that was Kyle Barshinger that was up in the stands. I was watching him. He had a tablet of some sort that he was going through and checking sound, because I think you guys had a competition the next day. What was Kyle doing there?
You know, I didn't say this earlier, and I should have. So he's got a huge responsibility up there in the front. What we've really been developing through the years, over the past 4 years, is the electronics and different things like that in our program. So now we have everything going through a mixer. So he was actually up in the stands mixing and turning up levels and things like that as he heard them during the show.
The band so far this year has been successful. You've had a couple of shows that you've gone to. Tell our audience a little bit about what successes you've had so far this year.
Yeah, so far this year, the band has been really strong musically, which it's really impressive just for me to stand in front of them and listen. They're powerful, lots of dynamic contrast, but they put so much energy into what they're doing. When we go out and perform, we're actually hanging with some of the bigger bands in terms of score, being within a point of Normal Community, which is a huge school, and they've combined to create kind of a mega band to be more competitive. But we're hanging with these great bands, which is exciting. Our first marching competition was at the Washington Panther Invitational on September 10th. The band, they placed first in their class and won Best Color Guard and Best Percussion. We went to the Normal Marching Invitational, which was at Illinois Wesleyan University on September 17th, where the band won Best Winds, Best Color Guard, and then they came in second, which we all were a little shocked. So some of the things we're trying to adjust is the general effect category. So again, really great, but out of 12 bands, second out of the day, you know, it's pretty impressive for what they're doing. This weekend, we're heading down to Morton to compete at the Morton Marching Invitational. That's a prelims and a finals format, so I anticipate the kids are going to do really well there. As we keep going here, the competitions just keep on getting more and more stacked. So that's going to be October 1st. Then October 15th, we go to Dunlap, where, again, great judging panel, some great bands to compete against. I think the most exciting thing, though, that we're aiming for is our Bands of America competition, which is our last one of the school year on October 21st and 22nd, where the kids will be able to perform at the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, and be amongst some of the best bands in the country. So it's going to be a pretty good ending to our season.
Again, that was Mr. Andrew Impey, GHS Director of Bands and Fine Arts Coordinator. Now let's talk with GHS Principal, Mr. Tom Hawkins. Tell us a little bit about the excitement that we had this past week.
Well, you know, this is we call this the homecoming lull week, you know, the week after, like, the storm has passed. And so there wasn't a lot going on, but I do want to highlight some things that happened over the weekend. You know, last Friday night we talked about having everybody out for the community open house. That was a fantastic event. It was attended by over 500 people. And it kind of lost some, you know, publicity in other, you know, obvious places that could have been. But we definitely want to make sure that we highlight that. It was a great event. During that, we had a couple classes come back. We had the class of 1987 that was there in force. Nice seeing them, and also the class of 2012. Great to see those people come back, even after just 10 years. You know, another thing that is great is that we had our freshman and sophomore basketball, boys basketball team that, you know, volunteered some community service hours before the event, going up and taking pride in their school and the school grounds and picking up and, you know, just making sure. Because out here on the outskirts of the community, you know, there's a lot of trash that blows around with a lot of wind. And so some trash that blows into the facility, it was nice that the team was able to pick that up. So that's what we have going on this week.
And matter of fact, too, I noticed our last home game, a number of students that stuck around after the game to help pick up the bleachers as well, which I think is another thing with community service. I don't think that was a group. I think that was just a group of kids who, on their own good deed, did that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about next week. What do we have coming up next week for the school?
You know, well, we've got some really good things going on with our, you know, athletic programs. Our swimming team is having a great season so far. They've been first in an invite of 6 teams and third in an invite at normal of 8 teams. They're 3-2 in duels. You know, our volleyball team is doing really well this year so far. They're seated second in the conference. And our golf had a fantastic showing. They're headed to the sectional as a whole team. Jason Rumbon did win the regional title, and John Crowell finished in 5th place. I also want to give a little shout-out to some heroes that we have here that work every day with them on our students. We have 2 paraprofessionals that do something different in their own passions on the side. Suzanne Weber, she wrote a children's book called Michael, My Imaginary Friend, that's available on, you know, Amazon. And it's, that whole thing is illustrated by a student, GHS senior Manny Lopez, very talented. And also Barb Kroll, one of our paraprofessionals, very talented artist. She has her art exhibit that's going to be on display at Monmouth College. So that's what we got, and that's what we're really proud of.
That's a wrap for this week's halftime show regarding what's good at Galesburg Junior Senior High School. Thanks again to GHS Director of Bands and Fine Arts Coordinator, Mr. Andy Impey, and GHS Principal, Mr. Tom Hawkins. Coming up next, we'll have halftime stats and second half action against the Rock Island Rocks on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
A dilapidated hotel in the public square could be one step closer to coming down on Monday. Galesburg Council will consider entering into a professional service agreement with Klinger & Associates to demo the former Broadview Hotel. Since the hotel closed in the spring of 2020, there have been 8 administrative education cases for nuisance and criminal violations. Water has been shut off to the building since February of 2021, leaving it with no fire protection. Illinois is one of the better states in the country for UFO fans. That's according to a website, lawandlove.com, which says the land of Lincoln is the 14th best state for UFO fans. Illinois ranked in the top 10 in 3 categories, including the number of UFO organizations, the number of UFO and alien tours, and the number of UFO sightings. According to the study, California, Texas, and Florida are the top 3 states for UFO fans. I'm Tyler Gum. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL, Galesburg's News.
Fox
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Ian made landfall in South Carolina this afternoon as a Category 1 storm, bringing heavy flooding to the coastal areas. It's no longer hurricane strength, but remains a dangerous storm. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
The biggest reminder I could give here, it's just dangerous after the storm, too.
Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Florida, where Ian left more than a dozen dead, along with thousands of buildings destroyed and damaged. President Biden says leaks in the Nord Stream pipeline system, which supplies gas to Europe, are a result of a deliberate act of sabotage.
Now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies. We're going to work with our allies to get to the bottom exactly precisely what happened.
Russia claims the United States is responsible for the leaks in the Baltic Sea, which the Pentagon has denied. America's listening to Fox News.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
So we'll meet at like 5-ish, eat, and then do some shopping.
So could we go earlier and maybe scrap the shopping?
Yeah, but why?
I really don't want to have to drive at night.
You need to get to Kehoe. You can't let this run your life.
The days are getting shorter, which makes driving at night inevitable. Night blindness can put you at an increased risk for accidents. Let the experts at Kehoe Eye Care figure out the cause of your night blindness so they know exactly how to treat it. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth and start living life after dark again.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Very, very short kick to start the second half. I don't know if that was intentional, but the Streaks were able to run under it. Mikey Eicher with the fair catch, and the Streaks are going to have the best field position they've had all night because of that short kick, starting this drive from the 42-yard line as we start the second half. 14-0 Rock Island. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller with you from Almquist Field, where the Silver Streaks is pretty much clinging and fighting and clawing for everything they can get. And Amari Richardson on the carry crosses the 45, and the Streaks are as close to midfield as they've been this entire game. In a first half in which they got only one first down, did not convert anything on third down, they were outgained in the game in the first half, 238 yards to 27, and Jake caught up with assistant coach Jacob Carl. What were his thoughts?
Well, we talked about exactly that thing, and he just talked about, you know, just getting, just sometimes just executing and getting beat up front. He talked about not being behind the sticks, and right now the Streaks have made great gains on that as we see Amari get to the edge.
And gets
he's
a first
have
down.
A first down, right? So, which is one of only one that we saw in the entire first half. Here come the Streaks doing that. But he talked about how the Streaks can play with these guys inside the box, especially defensively. We saw that. They've had some gash plays here in the middle of the field, but once they really kind of hunker down when they got a short field, they've proven that they can play physically. Right now, it's just about limiting the mistakes, Coach Carl said, and offensively just staying on schedule. That was the real thing he emphasized is we don't have plays in the playbook for being behind the sticks, and we got to continue to make gains on first down.
Which they do in two plays to start the second half. They'll go back to Amari. Finds a hole, 40, 35, trying to slip a tackle. Dragged down to the 30-yard line, a gain of 12. And how about this? We just mentioned the Streaks had 27 yards of total offense in the first half. And in three plays here in the second half, again,
they've matched it.
After a short kickoff, yeah, pretty much. They've taken it down to the 29-yard line. They have picked up 29 yards in three plays to start the second half.
And
a lot more energy.
And two plays ago was the first time that we've been able to move the ball into the Rock Island territory of the game. This is the first time that we've been on their side of the 50-yard line.
From the 29-yard line, Amari tries to find a hole, gets down low, keeps the legs moving. He picks up at least a yard, maybe two, as they piled on top of him. But he got down low, was able to move the ball forward. Again, the Streaks down just two touchdowns, which is remarkable in and of itself.
Yes.
Given a goal line stand in the first half, nearly a goal line stand. It took a fourth down pass play into the back of the end zone with 2 seconds remaining right before halftime. Otherwise, the Streaks had held again. They had another drive where they stopped Rock Island on downs. And now trying to make something happen here positively with a shortened bench. Number of injuries that the Streaks have battled. Amari slips a tackle in the backfield, and then nothing more as he gets dragged down from behind. Steven Marquez chased him down. And now very quickly the Streaks face third and long.
Right, and this is what Coach Carl was talking about, that in the playbook right now with the personnel that we have and the injuries and the things dealing with, like there just isn't a lot here that we can call. I think at this position of the field and maybe even at this point in the game, the Streaks don't have to get all this. If they get good 5 yards here, I think you'll certainly see Coach Black will go ahead and pull the trigger on going on two downs here.
Third and 10, Streaks 0-for-4 on third downs in this game. Back to pass, Tristan. Pressure.
Oh boy.
And sacked. I mean, coming, barging through the line was Edmund Garcia, 6'1", 273. Like he came through untouched, and Tristan had no chance. Sacked back at the 37-yard line for a loss of 8.
Yeah, they came hard off the edge on both sides. Really, pocket collapsed quickly. There's nothing he could do with that. I mean, they came up. They did a press coverage. They had everybody within about 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and you didn't know who was blitzing, and they brought a lot of pressure there.
So I thought maybe with that sack that we'd see Sam Satiski come onto the field, but he's not, right? So the Streaks are going to go ahead, and they're 4th and 18 here, and they're going to go ahead and go for this.
50% on fourth downs this season, 6 out of 12. Tristan going long down the middle of the field. There's nobody there.
But a flag.
Flag comes flying in from the back, Judge.
That was overthrown by 20 yards.
But maybe because the intended receiver,
right,
Mason Kimmett, was held.
Mm-hmm.
That might be why that ball was overthrown by 20 yards. We'll see what the call here is.
Is it pass interference?
Yep, there it is, pass interference. That is the first Rock Island penalty of the game. 8:15 to go, third quarter. Streaks only had 4 in the first half. Nothing more than 5 yards in any of them. But we talked about how costly those were. Really horrible times for the Silver Streaks. So now the pass interference, the 15-yarder against Rock Island, takes the ball up to the 22-yard line.
And not a first down.
But not a first down, right.
So you should have a 4th and about 3. Looking down there, about 4th and 3.
Yes.
Okay.
That should be about right.
So maybe within Satiski's field goal range here, but the Streaks looking for more.
And again, no win tonight. But down 2 touchdowns. Play fake. Tristan throwing. Man open. Caught inside the 12. Nolan Carl. 10.
Touchdown.
Lead blocker. Touchdown.
Got it.
Lead blocker downfield for the Silver Streaks. Really helped make that happen thanks to Marcus Lewis.
Lewis, yep.
But got Nolan in the open spot out near the edge. Made one tackle miss, and then Marcus Lewis with a lead block downfield helps open the field for Nolan down the sideline for the 22-yard fourth down conversion touchdown.
Huh. Aided heavily by the Rock Island defensive penalty.
Heavily. Heavily, you know, heavily.
Heavily,
yes.
Aided. And, you know, we've aided people too, so we'll take it. Snap is good. Kick is good. We have a 14-7 ball game, gentlemen.
How about that? A 22-yard touchdown pass. The Streaks, again, after 27 yards of offense in the first half, come back with 58 yards of offense the second half to get within a touchdown. Down now 14-7, 8:07 to play third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show with national security journalist Kenneth Timmerman. His new book, And the Rest is History. We'll see you right here.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
An eight-place scoring drive for the Silver Streaks. 3 minutes, 53 seconds off the clock. 58 yards, seven plays. 22-yard touchdown pass, Tristan Legate to Nolan Carl. Satiski's extra point makes it 14-7. Other Western Big Six scores from around the area. Moline leading United Township 14-0 in the second quarter. Sterling a 14-7 lead over Quincy at the half. So all those games, including this one, right all within about the same range, 14-0, 14-7, which is where this game is now. The only one that's not, Geneseo shutting out Alleman, 34-0 in the third quarter. And that was good 15 minutes ago when we saw that score right in the middle of halftime. Satiski's kick, he'll squib it up the middle, and Rock Island falls on it at the 35-yard line. No return, 8:05 to go here in the third quarter. And now that valiant effort by the Galesburg defense in the first half that kept the game to a 14-0 score at the half when it could have been so much more, forcing Rock Island to give the ball up on downs three different times in the first half. Their first challenge here in the second half, now in a ball game, down 14-7.
You know, Coach Carl wasn't willing to say that it was bend but don't break mentality. He said that there were mistakes made and guys kind of following motion in the middle of the field that they tightened up when it got shortened downs.
Brooks behind his blockers, and the blocker got out ahead
John
of him.
Willis.
And Brooks got held from behind to be pulled down for a short gain on first down. Quantarian Brooks, 19 carries in the first half, 143 yards. He did have the one touchdown run. He also had a reception for 29 yards. Picks up three on first down here.
That's an opportunity here to see what the Rocks are going to do coming out with their halftime adjustments. You know, they're probably thinking, looking at their offense, saying, hey, we've had some good yards here, but we need to put some points on the board. Wide receiver screen.
Out into the open field. It's Joe Allen cutting up the far side of the field and ridden down from behind by Mikey Eicher. Just hopped on his back, forced his weight down to knock Allen down, but not till he got all the way down to the Galesburg 22-yard line, flipping the field very quickly. And this is what Rock Island was doing in the first half, getting a big play on a drive, and then the Galesburg defense would stiffen up down in this area of the field, and the Streaks are forced to do it again here.
So we're flipping cornerbacks. It looks like Marcus Lewis will always go to the field side, and Adrian Phillips out there playing corner. Again, with Geno out, we're having to rotate guys in. Normally Mikey Eicher would be over there.
Goes as a gain of 40. To the near side, the play to Fiston.
And
the flag comes down at the end of the play, as this should be coming back, just based on the way Hickey saw it. And there's the hold call.
And I'd throw that play too, Sean, because we're going to cover that trips look with two guys. And I know Mikey's he's peeking over there, right? It's not like he's abandoning it. But those quick screens, you got two guys to block two
Fiston
of our guys.
Is slow to get up, by the way.
Yep.
Two guys to block two of our guys and a ball carrier, right? So the math says that they have an advantage. But we're counting on our guys that are out there. Nolan Carl makes it very difficult to be blocked by himself.
Yeah, he has to come and punch that guy real quick and right. Shorten the field down and maintain outside leverage so that receiver does not get outside. In doing so, now all of a sudden he has to cut in. And that ball is turned and thrown quickly, so those linebackers are flowing. They're going right now. So if he's able to string that play out, force the guy back inside, we're able to then cover that pretty well. And as it turns out, no one was held in that play, and it's going to take the play back now.
I get it. Like, these coaches know their defensive guys, right? And they think that Nolan Carl is going to be more physical than any receiver out there trying to block him one-on-one. And he was kind of blocked there, but now we know why, right? He was being held.
The pass was complete to Niogashima Fiston, but the holding penalty takes it back to the 28-yard line. He is now up and walking off the field under his own power. So, again, no penalties for Rock Island in the first half. They now had two here in the second half and a huge one on the defense that helped set up that Galesburg fourth down touchdown that got the Streaks within 14-7. Now first and 16 here with 7:07 to go in the third quarter. Ball spotted at the Galesburg 28-yard line of the near hash mark. Play fake going long downfield. Julio intercepted at the 1 yard line. Marcus Lewis picks it off, and the Silver Streaks take over. The defense does it again.
Marcus, we've watched all year be in perfect position with his body, and he just does it again. He's the cornerback on this roster right now that I would not pick on, and they made a mistake, and Marcus made him pay.
And I don't want to take it from his coverage. That was a terrible throw, too. That ball was well underthrown. And because of his position, he was able to come back and make the play.
Yeah, the only unfortunate thing is that he doesn't catch that ball just a yard deeper, right, guys, and get that, because we've seen right now the short field has not been the friend of the Galesburg Silver Streak. So, again, keep your strategy the same. Get some, get just a short gain here. It doesn't have to be a big hitter right off the bat. Let's get out of your own end zone.
And this is our third drive started inside our own five.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brad?
Yep. This one actually will be at the one. Tristan will hand off, trying to get to the outside, and a short gain, if any, maybe to the three.
He's going to get about to the three-yard line, Amari. A good hard run for a yard and a half.
I'm not saying Amari doesn't run hard anyway, but almost had a little bit of extra energy on that step, I thought, before that hole closed so quickly.
Yeah.
Knowing certainly the urgency here to get some room to run. Goes as a gain of one, second and nine for the Streaks from the three, trailing 14-7 as we approach the midpoint of quarter number three.
Rock Island playing with a very heavy box. Eight guys in the box.
Back to Amari. A hole across the right side closes Amari to the four before he stopped. And it'll be third and eight.
So with that many guys in the box, obviously the solution is to throw the ball. Do you dare right here run some sort of kind of, a quick slant and try to find a way to flip this field and get a first down? It's going to be tough sledding to run against eight guys in the box and get a first down this way. So it's how aggressive does Coach Blackwell want to be here with this play call?
They've just gotten back into the game with a successful scoring drive to open the second half to cut the two-touchdown deficit down to one. 14-7, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Third and eight from the four. Tristan, short drop, slings it to the far side, underthrown. Intended receiver Mikey Eicher. And the Streaks will send the punt unit up. Yeah.
Jake, I was with you on a slant. I think that was...
what he was trying to throw there. Yeah. And I think Tristan actually... You know, I get why he's a little bit gun-shy back there, but actually I think that one Tristan rushed, right? He never set his feet. I think on that one he had the time to step in there and make that throw a little bit more accurate. He was just a little jumpy on it. But I think it's a good call, right? Coach Blackwell showed he's going to be aggressive. He already went for it on 4th and 22 or whatever it was
18.
Earlier in the half, right? So, you know, at this point it's a playoff game. Uh-oh.
Bouncing. Sam scoops it, kicks it out. And it'll be Allen, and then he drops the ball, but he falls back on it at the 29-yard line. So Rock Island gets great field position. Could have been more, though. And a good job by Satiski on the bounce on the snap. It scooped right up to him, and he was able to collect himself, kick it out of there. And then Allen dropped the ball, but the Streaks didn't have enough coverage downfield to go for it. And the Rocks have it at the 29-yard line.
What's Yogi Berra say? He says deja vu all over again. I'm getting like kind of the ear. This is the one touchdown that Rocks, well, they scored two touchdowns, but in the entire first half and there until right there before halftime, this is exactly what happened when they scored their first drive.
Out of the gun. Diulio, play fake, back to pass, throws it far side of the field, complete to Desmond Woodson.
There you go, Adrian.
And
that's
then
better.
The Streaks control him and hold him to a short gain on the far side of the field, running him down, I think, inbounds on the far side. A gain of maybe three.
Yeah, I love watching that progression there because we saw Adrian beat on that exact play for, 30 yards just a drive before. And there he's able to be physical, get off his block, and able to hold it to 4 yards.
Yeah, Jake, you're exactly right. What I saw completely different there was his physicality and coming up and really taking on that lead blocker and shedding him and making a play.
4.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 14-7 Rock Island. Rocks ball, second and six from the 25 at the Silver Streaks. DiIulio, short drop. Here comes the rush from Nolan. Oh. Slips out of the tackle. Now DiIulio taken down from a loss all the way back at the 38-yard line. Xavier Van Dyke polishes him off. Nolan came flying in from the left side of DiIulio, got a hand on him, slipped out of it, and then there was Xavier ready to finish him off. The ball will be spotted back at the 32 for a loss of 7.
You know, Van Dyke and Carl, two guys that have motors that just go.
Yeah.
There's no, like, idling down. It's pedal to the floor, and those guys get after it. It's fun to watch when you see something like that break down. And Nolan was in position, and he got away from him, but then Xavier was there to finish it up.
I wouldn't want to be tackled by either.
No.
But if I had to choose, I wouldn't want to get out of Nolan's grasp and get tackled by Van Dyke, which is what happened to DiIulio right there.
Third and almost 13 from the Galesburg 32-yard line, and
delay
now
game.
Flags.
We got here.
Yep, delay game.
Back judge throws a flag. It's almost always delay game.
Almost got to be, yep.
All right, and you hear the crowd here behind us and in front of you guys, and the streaks down here kind of waving them on. All right, a little life here for the Silver Streaks. Love to see it.
See Matt Hawkins standing down there on the sideline, violently waving his arms, trying to get people fired up here. What a stop this could be for a Silver Streaks defense. You wonder how much more they can take. And they have battled relentlessly in this game, keeping the Streaks within a touchdown and a huge third down opportunity here for the defense to make another stop. Rocky 2-for-7 on third downs. Long here. DiIulio going long. Man-to-man coverage coming back for it. And the pass is complete to Joe Allen. And you guys are calling for offensive pass interference. And no flags down. It'll be first and goal, Rock Island at the 5.
That's going to have to come from the back judge to be able to see that, because the side judge is going to stay within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage because he's looking for a legal man downfield. So it's hard for him to run with the receiver there. So that needed to be a view of the back judge, and I don't think he was in position to see it.
I was in position to see it.
You were. So was I. And he should have seen it, but he didn't.
All right, so got to keep fighting through it here.
Gain of 32 to the 5-yard line. A little bit of motion at the line, but not called against the Silver Streaks. Right up the middle, and the pile moves all the way into the goal for the touchdown for Brooks, his second of the night. Oh, that is tough. Tough, tough, tough.
Yeah, you can't. Adrian's out there on that coverage. He's in a good spot. He is undersized compared to the receiver that he's trying to cover. The kid physically, you know, pushes him away. It's not called, and, man, a tough way to go there.
5-yard touchdown run, second of the night for Quantarian Brooks. The kick is good. 21-7 Rock Island, 2:59 to go here in the third quarter. Take a break. Here you're listening to Silver Streaks Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just in time for truck season, a transport truck just dropped off a load of new 2022 Silverado pickups. This is Sarah Yen. These Silverado 1500s come with a $1,000 accessory allowance. Use that $1,000 to make it your own with sport bars and bed liners to running boards, floor liners, and more. Or maybe you're looking for a used truck. We have over 60 pre-owned trucks in stock. What do you expect? It's truck season at Yem, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Four-play scoring drive for Rock Island. Again, starting in a short field after the Silver Streaks got the big interception from Marcus Lewis at the 2. Silver Streaks unable to get a first down. Had a punt out of their own end zone, giving Rocky the short field, but the big play, the 32-yard pass play on 3rd and 14 to get the ball down to the 5-yard line, and then the next play, Brooks ran it in from 5 yards out. Lewis of the 19-yard line returns it to the 30. Up the middle, had a little bit of running room, and then the hole closed up. He stopped short of the 40. Still a good little run back. 2:50 to go, third quarter. Streaks not by any means out of this game. 21-7, Rock Island matching its biggest lead of the game, answering the Silver Streaks touchdown with a drive that went down to the 2 before the Lewis interception. And then do answer on their second offensive possession. Streaks have it at the 39 here.
Yeah, and Jake talked about how eerily similar that was, their scoring drive in the first half. We were pinned deep. We punted out. They got the ball to 31 on that possession. This most recent one they had in the 29, so very similar and similar results.
Streaks very successful on their first possession of the second half. They'll go on the ground to Amari with a good run on first down across the 45 to the 46. He'll pick up seven.
Really good run. Just kind of back to that's been the most common offensive play call there. We're going to run that little zone read to the right. Kind of find our way behind, see something we like there on the right side of the line of scrimmage.
So I was going to say, the successful running plays have been to the right tonight. Mikey Eicher splits out wide to the left for the Silver Streaks. Without a reception so far in this game tonight. Streaks will keep it on the ground to Amari. Cuts back up the middle, crosses midfield, and the Streaks have a first down.
And we continue to pound that right side, which I'm surprised because that's where we've had the most substitutions come in.
Whatever we're
doing here is working well, and maybe we're seeing something that the Rocks are doing, and we're able to expose that right now. But I'm surprised to be able to, that we are having that success on the right side. It's good to see that.
Five carries, 10 yards in the first half for Amari Richardson. Nine carries, 43 yards here in the second half. First down Streaks from the Rock Island side of the field at the 49. 1:45 to go. A toss, reaching for it. Amari gets it, spins off a tackle down at the 45-yard line of Rock Island. And he had to reach out and grab that one in front of him on the move, and a nice job to get it, hang on to it, and then turn it into a positive play with the Silver Streak player downfield at the 30-yard line with an injury.
That's Mason Kimmett.
Yeah.
He's grabbing at his knee. So Jake, maybe we're going to see a cramp that you said shouldn't be happening. Here's one. First one of the night.
Yeah, you got to remember, Mason Kimmett's also missed a few games.
Yep.
So he's not quite in the same shape. So it's good to see that it's just a cramp, because I would hate to see Mason just getting back, you know, and he's been a player for the Streaks, both offensively, and we've seen, I think, two interceptions this year from Mason defensively. Good to see, just hopefully get a cramp, get a hydration session in, get yourself back in.
Certainly not an aching sacroiliac, which is the most important thing here.
It is not.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight, for traveling in a 2021 Nissan Altima, part of the rental fleet. And again, something, as we talked about earlier, don't talk about it very often, but that is a great asset to have at through Galesburg Nissan with the large fleet of rental vehicles available. You never know when you might need one. All kinds of reasons why in a short-term emergency or maybe part of a long-term fall trip, you want to get out and head somewhere and check out the fall foliage. Maybe you want to rent from Galesburg Nissan rather than put the mileage on your own vehicle. So check it out. Galesburg Nissan, our thanks for providing our transportation all season long anytime we hit the road. They're located at the corner of North Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive in Galesburg. Minute 31 to go here. Third quarter, 21-7 Rock Island. And still working on Mason Kimmett down there at the 30-yard line of Rock Island. It'll be second and six Silver Streaks from the Rock's 45-yard line. Fighting Illini football tomorrow against Wisconsin. 10 o'clock pregame, and Mason's coming off really hobbling. So whether it's a cramp, whether it's a sacroiliac, whatever it is, it doesn't look like he's heading back into the game anytime soon. Hopefully he'll be all right. 10 o'clock pregame tomorrow for the Illini in Wisconsin, 11 a.m. kickoff, right here on WGIL. Heard Brett Bielema talking, trying to deflect all the attention of his return to Madison for the first time since he left there for the SEC, now back in the Big Ten at Illinois. Big test for the Illini tomorrow. Amari with a flag down.
I think that might be a face mask.
Had a hard time battling back to the 45. That's what Amari's saying coming up off the turf.
I think that's going to be a face mask. And it should be the 15-yarder the way I watch Amari's neck kind of. Oh, they're going to call it a fiver.
Face mask. Yep.
Just the 5-yard variety, though?
Yep.
Okay. Man.
Tell you, after some of our frustrations with the officiating crew we saw last week and in previous weeks, it's nice to see these guys just make the call. Let's get back to action.
No doubt.
And that's helped this game move along a little bit up to this point, down to the 41-yard line after the penalty at the end of the play. So that'll make it second and about three for the Silver Streaks.
Maybe a spot here for something play action-wise to loosen these guys up, too. I like Mikey out there one-on-one. Find a way to get him the football.
Fourth penalty on the Rocks in the second half. None in the first half. Here's some room to run for Amari, trying to slip some tackles. He's got the first down to the 35-yard line before stood up and pushed backwards. Ran right into the numbers of the Rock Island defense, Amari Overton. So Amari against Amari, but Amari Richardson for the Silver Streaks moves the chains for a first down to the 35-yard line. Love the hole across, again, the right side of the line.
Yeah, there's something we like, either what Rock Island's lining up or their personnel, but we like the right side of the line tonight.
Tristan, they'll go right again. Amari cuts it up and stopped immediately. Probably no gain on that one.
Right, you can only go to the well so many times, right? Rock Island is going to have to make an adjustment on that side because we have been very right-handed with what we've done offensively. And I walk down
That'll
here,
the
and that's
last
gonna
play
be
of the third quarter. Yep.
Got to walk
21-7 back. Is the score. Teams play to an even third quarter, 7 apiece. 21-7 Rocks after 3, fourth quarter, with the Streaks driving in Rock Island territory when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Ready to start the fourth quarter from Almquist Field. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey in the press box. Jake Hickey down on the field on a beautiful night weather-wise. And still hoping for beautiful results on the field for the Silver Streaks.
Sean,
down 21-7.
We were just laughing, Brad, because you called him Jake Hickey.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We're just laughing, having a good time about it. I'm your daddy.
Oh, Lord.
Call me Brad Bredemeyer.
I am your father.
All right. Second and 10 Streaks from the Rock Island 35 to start this fourth quarter. Back to pass, Tristan. Short drop. Good protection. Mikey. Going long. Hiker, but Rock Island there. And a man-to-man fight for the battle.
We're
going
to lose that, I think.
I think so, too.
I think Rock Island got it. The official there. He hasn't made a call yet.
Tie goes the offense.
Should. Mikey was in man-to-man. They got a bunch of Rock Island players down there. Mikey's the only Galesburg player, and they're going to give it to Rock Island. Mikey had the ball coming out of it, but they're giving the interception to Rock Island at the 2-yard line. I do think he was there first.
I would agree with this call, to be honest. As much as I hate to say it, he was there first. Mikey gets in there kind of late and does what he needs to do. I mean, you can't fault Mikey, Mikey for trying to get that call.
So Rock Island takes over at the 2, and now the Galesburg defense, which has been so stout and stern and stiff at times.
Time to flip the script.
This is where they need to make it happen,
Time to flip the script. The Streaks offense have been in this position a lot tonight. Let's see what Galesburg's defense can do.
The defense is the reason the Streaks are in this game at all right now, and they could really turn it around in the Streaks' favor, even down 2 touchdowns, and really get some momentum going here in the fourth quarter. Can't give up a big play. Rock Island's broken off some big plays tonight.
And they
draw the Streaks offsides.
It's like the oldest trick in the book.
Diolio slaps the hands, and that gets the Streaks to jump into the neutral zone. It'll be 1st and 5 out to the 7. Mm-mm-mm. So first penalty on the Streaks in the second half. And again, a minor one.
And it always comes from the guys closest to the football, Sean. Like, you ever notice that's always the ones, you know, the ones
that
are right
closest
there.
To it to see the ball, and it doesn't move, and they still go.
Yeah.
1st and 5 from the 7 now. Still a chance for the Streaks to recover. And Rock Island holding. Looks like they were trying maybe to draw the Streaks offsides again. Now, pump fake. Diulio pump fakes again. Now going long downfield.
Mikey's there.
There he's got it. Interception at the 45. Slips the tackle at the 50. 45. 40. Trying to cut back far side of the field. 30. Flag down. 20. down to the 15-yard line. And can't a flag against the Silver Streaks as Mikey with the interception. Eicher returns it to the 15-yard line and all the way on the near side of the field, the opposite side of the field where Mikey was running, a flag down against Gillsburg. So you guys saw block in the back, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
Yeah. So moral of the story, the Streaks are going to have the football, but they're not going to get the benefit of Mikey's run down to where it is. So it's going to be back closer to the 40. Maybe the 45, all right? So still a short field, still in Rock Island territory, and still the Streaks football first and 10.
You know, and that penalty comes from, it was on Trayson Hargis. He sees the interception. He's going to come back and try to get a block, and as it turned out, we changed direction. We changed fields, crossed over, and he got, I mean, he's clearly right in the back. So, you know, hey, that's a big body, 350 pounds moving, and when you change your area, it's hard for him to move that center mass and to adjust it, so...
Well, point is, Streaks defense did what we talked about. They turned it around. They've got the ball now at the Rock Island 38-yard line. Tristan hands off to Amari up the middle, room to run, 30, 25, 20, near sideline, 10, flip down from behind, and a first and goal for the Silver Streaks. Amari out at the 6.
Oh, I saw he's not happy. Jake, you're right
collar.
There as well.
You guys are looking for a horse collar, and they didn't call it.
That's a safety issue, and that's why that's in place.
Still a gain of 32 for Amari Richardson, who's up to 95 yards, and a first and goal for the Silver Streaks at the 6, and it could have been first and goal from the 3. And we're only 36 seconds into the fourth quarter, and the Streaks have the chance to make this a one-touchdown game. First and goal from the 6. This Gillsburg crowd that's made the trip up energized. Amari trying to run right. Little bit of a hole, falls forward across to the 3-yard line. Second and goal. That puts Amari to 98 yards rushing now. His next will be the 20th carry of the night for him, whether it's this or whether it's somewhere later on. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter, 21-7 Rock Island. Streaks with a second and goal from the Rocks 3. And that no call happened right in front of you, Jake.
Yeah.
Right down, Amari running right in front of you.
I'm being really quiet right now because I got the stink eye from the guy in front of me. So
did you?
Yeah. It's hard for me to hold myself together.
Tristan with a toss.
Amari
gets to the outside. He's got it. Touchdown. No flags. Streaks are within a score with 10:37 to play after the interception from Eicher.
Hey, nice move in the back, though. They had penetration on that. I mean, they had him in position for a loss, and he made a nice little jump cut, got back outside, got his speed to space, and was able to get to the end zone.
Rock Island brought an outside blitz there, and it blitzed right into the play. But the nice thing about the blitz offensively is if you can beat that one guy, then there's usually nobody else there to tackle you.
Well, yeah, and he came through free, and he came too far afield.
High snap. Tristan hauls
great
it
job,
in.
Trzaski
gets the kick up and inside the left upright.
And, you know, not only Tristan getting that back down, but also the focus for Sam to stay on that ball, you know, to stay through it with the pressure coming in. Important points there. Sorry, Brad, go ahead.
Take only 56 seconds off the clock. They're down 21-14. 10:37 to go, almost a full fourth quarter to play here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Gillsburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Gillsburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Gillsburg, your purchase is better. Backed by our promise.
Tune in to Fighting Illini football Saturday as Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. Saturday.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Matching the music here.
Yeah.
I got him on.
I dig it.
I didn't see Brad's up here. There's shades on.
All right, I switch back so I can actually see what's going on here because we don't want to miss this. 10:37 to go in the game. The Streaks defense has been outstanding tonight. And the defense has kept the Streaks in the game and then with the Mikey Eicher interception has now helped give the Silver Streaks a chance to pull back in a little closer. 21-14 after the three-play scoring drive. Streaks took 38 yards in just 56
there
seconds.
Here comes an onside kick.
And it's a battle for it at the 50, but I think Rock Island's got there's only one red jersey anywhere near the ball with all those other white jerseys around him. And Rock Island recovers it. He comes away talking. Josh Ferentz pointing back to the Galesburg sideline as he trots back to the Rock Island sideline.
Yeah, that's a taunt. Bottom line, he was taunting. He's holding his hand up, shaking his fingers at our sideline.
So the Rocks will have it. They're going to spot it in Galesburg territory here. It's going to be close to the 50. Up just inside Galesburg territory. 10:34 to go. Streaks down a touchdown. And the defense has got to be energized here.
Yeah, well, Galesburg trying the old, I don't know, the student body onside kick strategy there. Sam comes right out of the huddle and everybody sprints ahead.
Mason Kimmett back in the game for the Silver Streaks. That's good to see. That's
a good sign.
Up the middle, Quantarian Books trying to get to the outside. He's held, slips out of it, now breaks to the outside, and he's up the far sideline, bumps off a tackle, still on his feet, finally down inside the 25-yard line. He broke two tackles at the line of scrimmage, and once he did that, he was able to get to the outside for a big run.
And what was most disappointing about that was, you know, you talk about it all the time. You play to the whistle. We had guys that just kind of gave up on a play thinking he's going to be tackled, and he kept his feet moving and came out of that pile.
Yeah, Van Dyke had a handful of jersey for a while.
Yeah.
But he broke through that and then was able to make a play.
177 yards rushing for Quantarian Brooks. First down from the Galesburg 23-yard line. Come on, defense. Streaks move at the line. No flag. Delio yet to snap the ball. Out of the pistol now does. Hand off to Brooks. Runs left. Little bit of a hole. He'll pick up some yardage. Short gain. Close to the 20. Clock rolling. 9:45 to go. Both teams with all their timeouts. Not in a situation yet where anybody needs to use those strategically. A 7-point Rock Island lead. The way that first half went, who would have believed that? But the Streaks defense.
Correct.
But needing to come up big again here, second and 8 from the 21.
It's in this situation we've seen the Streaks defense play at their best.
Yep. That was the 23rd carry of the night for Quantarian Brooks. Two touchdowns, 179 yards. We'll go to him. Nope, play fake. Diulio passes to the outside. It is complete. Juking, moving, trying to find some room to run. Amari Overton finally corralled at about the 10. And he's going to probably have the first down. Don't see exactly where he's down on the far side. But won't be a first and goal, though.
So that play looks a little RPO-ish. I don't think it is. I don't think DeLulio's reading anything. I think it's called either to give that or to go ahead and throw that little now screen to the outside receiver. But it's been their best play of the half as the Streaks have kind of borne down on Brooks a little bit more in this half. So they go into this RPO is sort of the addition to that play.
Jake, I think one of the things that they would set up off of that play action and where the receiver just takes one step off and comes back would be the number two receiver going straight up field on a seam route. Can you get the corner to bite on the outside receiver and give it the seam route?
First down from the 12. Brooks trying to get to the outside, pushed down inside the 5. He'll be a couple yards short of the first down. More importantly, kept out of the end zone, at least for the moment. 21-14 Rock Island as we approach 8 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. A gain of 6.
They're not going to come back to that seam route right now because they're too close.
Yeah.
But they're going to hit that later.
So they're talking about now we got a 2nd and 4, ball on the 6, so a first down is still in the mix here for Rock Island without having to score.
Out of the gun, Diulio looking it over. Brooks again. Whole left side, stopped and pushed backwards. I believe he's short of the first down marker. It'll be 3rd and short. Looks like they'll spot him maybe at the 4. Hard to see from the angle this far away.
3rd and 2.
So he is down to the 4. Again, the defense needing to come up big. How many times have we talked about that here tonight? How many times have we said that? Rock Island 3 for 8 on 3rd downs in this game. From the Galesburg 4-yard line, leading by 7. 7 minutes to go in the game. Brooks again, left side. hit.
Short.
It's going to be a first down, I think.
Yeah,
guys.
It looks pretty darn close.
Yeah, signal
and
already
they signal
coming.
Signal it, yep.
Signal already coming. That's going to keep the play clock running. So now you know, you're getting down into under 7 minutes, all right? So can the streaks, you know, again, we've seen them be real tight here in this position. They've been in it a lot tonight, so it's nothing that they are concerned about.
Brooks not nearly as slow to get up off the turf as he was earlier in the game either.
A little more spunk
he's
in his step.
Weathered it quite well. Having carried the ball 26 times now, approaching 200 yards rushing on the night. First and goal from the Gelsberg 2. Streaks shift. Brooks to the left side trying to spin and gets in for the touchdown, his third of the night. And that makes it a two-possession game. Silver Streaks back down now, 27-14 with 6:25 to go in the game. Still plenty of time. How much can you ask of the defense? Can't fault them.
No, you can't. And the offense has moved the ball, obviously, a whole lot better here in the second half, right? So they have picked up their game a little bit. You can't put your team in a two-score hole, but at least we've made some strides offensively here in the second half, and we're going to need it again.
You know what that does, too? That also gives your defense a rest. But I think the problem is we have so many guys playing both ways.
Yeah,
there really is no – yeah, there is not much of a rest.
Right. Yep, that's right. 28-14 after the extra point. 6:25 to go in the game. Streaks ball on a kickoff when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School football and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Need a little help marketing your home? How about pictures on a well-known website and radio commercials to boot when you list your property with Galesburg.info? Get us pictures of the property and pay a one-time fee of $150. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
6:25 to go in the game from Rock Island. Brad Hickey, Sean Miller, Jake Benowitz here. Silver Streaks down 28-14. Kickoff coming. Rock Island has tried short kicks a couple of times. Tried it to start the second half here. Mikey Eichner was able to run up underneath it and get it. They'll go squib kick down the middle of the field. Scooped up on a friendly bounce at the 25-yard line, up the middle, and a return across the 35-yard line where the stop is made.
Number 8.
I thought that was number 8, and so I had to think about that for a little bit.
Not a name we've called.
Damian Elston.
Damian Elston.
Yeah, good for him.
And again, as the bench has gotten smaller, we've gone deeper into the roster and watched more and more guys contribute. We've talked about what Adrian Phillips has meant to this team from time to time tonight. Jamari McDonald, Dyshawn Nolan have all had opportunities in this game tonight. And
Gilbert Lemus. I mean, we're seeing some guys in the future are going to play big roles for the Streaks, kind of cutting their teeth tonight.
Drive starts from the own 36-yard line and not much on first down for the workhorse of the Silver Streaks. Amari loses a yard on first down.
Ran into the back of his own guys there right now. Again, trying that right side, but then then that's what the big play last drive. The play starts to the right, but he was able to cut it out the back door to the left.
Second and 11. Past the midpoint of the fourth quarter with the Streaks down 2 touchdowns, 28-14. Out of the gun. The play coming in from the left side, getting Christensen some protection. Dumps it off to Amari. 40, far side of the field, run out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 5:34 to play. Up two. Where are they going to mark him out? The 42, it looks like.
It's good to see one of our favorite plays there. I mean, we have Amari going across the middle, Tristan sitting in there. We haven't seen it in a few weeks because of the injury, but it's a play that needs time to develop. You get him going across the middle, and we hit him for a big gain here. Third down and 4, third and 5.
Yep, gain 7 there.
A couple scores while we're waiting. Moline 35-7 right now over UT. Knoxville getting beat at right now to Anawan Weathersfield, 27-19. It looks like Coach Blackwell not liking what he sees out there. He's going to call a timeout. Going to rediscuss some things here offensively, get a good play called here.
First timeout of the second half for the Silver Streaks, and certainly not the time where you can mess around with it. Every snap important now, down two touchdowns right. With 5:34 yep. to play in the game. And if there's something that's even a little bit off, you got to use one here. Again, Fighting Illini football tomorrow, 10 a.m. here on WGIL for the pregame as Illinois battles Wisconsin, 11 o'clock for the kickoff. Bears football against the Giants, that'll be on 92.7 FM, the Laser, on Sunday. Cardinals up 2-1 at home against the Pirates.
Pools with the home run tonight.
I was just going to ask because I think if I'm not watching, he's probably going to hit one.
7:01 he hit up in Big Mac land.
Another score in the Big Six right now. A heck of a ball game going on between Sterling and Quincy. 21-21 with 6:17 left in the fourth quarter.
We all suspected, I think, that one was going to be a battle tonight, or certainly had the potential to be exactly that kind of a game. Here it's been a good one. Streaks down two touchdowns, 5:34 to play. Third and a long four. Back to pass, Tristan.
Oh no.
Picks off across the middle. Intended receiver Nolan Carl on a quick hitter across the middle, and Rock Island read it beautifully and out of the linebacker spot. The pick made by Isaiah Samuelson, and the second turnover is going to be awfully difficult for the Silver Streaks now with 5:26 to play in the game. They do have two timeouts remaining to try to stop the clock here, but a crucial time to lose the ball.
Yeah, I get why that happened. That linebacker has not been there all night. He has been in a blitz situation just about all night long. And so Tristan is just trying to replace, right? We're running receivers to replace those backers. And this one time, the linebacker makes a drop, and the ball goes right to his hands.
So Rock Island takes over, 5:26 in the Galesburg side of the field from the 42. And they'll run it. And they'll run it to Mr. Workhorse and give him an opportunity to chew up some yardage. And more importantly for the Rocks, chew up some clock as he advances the ball to the 37 for a gain of 5.
So Rock Island doing a couple of different things, you know, to speed up this ball game early. Running pace, running some tempo offense are going to be as extremely deliberate as they can tonight. You're probably not going to see the ball put in the air again. On the Rock Island side of the ball. The Streaks looking to try to come in and punch, scratch, claw that thing away.
Strategically here, you probably don't use a timeout until they gain a first down, and maybe then you start having to look at one.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Brooks again. He does get the first down. Uh-oh. Spins away from a tackle at the 30, slips through another tackle, finally wrapped up and taken down at the 25-yard line, where the clock will stop momentarily with 4:33 to play. He gains 12. Brooks is over 200 yards rushing on the night now. At 208 to go along with 3 touchdowns, 7 in the last 2 weeks, and a 2-touchdown lead, and the clock rolls under 4.5 minutes to play now with the ball at the 25.
And this is the time in the game where the first person to the running back wants to try to stand him up as best as possible. So
right.
We get hats to the ball and try to strip the ball or punch it, whatever it takes. But we haven't done a good job of standing him up on a lot of occasions here. And so there he was again, spinning, getting out of tackles. It's hard to strip the ball out of that situation.
And he's tackled from behind, so you can't stand him up when you're dragging him down from behind. But the stop is made, a short gain to about the 21 for a gain of 4. Clock rolling under 4 minutes to play with the Streaks down 2 touchdowns.
But that's still a good play from Nolan Carl.
Mm-hmm.
He came in. And he sees that, and he comes flat down the line to make that play. I would say we talked about this early in the season, week one, week two. He continued upfield and wasn't able to make that play. So still, that's a nice play by Nolan Carl.
Gain of 3 at the Galesburg 22.
You stop him here, guys. You got to use your timeout.
Under 3.5 minutes to go by the time this one is snapped away. The snap comes at 3:24.
Ooh, a keep.
Yep.
DiUlio to the outside. He's got
coming.
Two defenders. They run into each other, and that's going to free him up to go for the far corner of the end zone and the touchdown.
We actually
had two defenders in the open field out there chasing him down. They collided with each other, and DiUlio was able to take it the whole rest of the way.
Pre-snap, they sent two guys wide outside the numbers as receivers stacked up on each other. Nolan Carl was wise and did not go all the way out there because we have a good inclination that they're not going to pass the ball here. He stayed, kind of split the difference between a tackle and the wide receivers in position for that, but he was the one that the other defensive player ran into him, and then they weren't able to make the play, and off he scampers for a touchdown.
And it comes after the interception,
block.
And the Streaks do block the kick.
Mikey.
But a three-touchdown lead for the Rocks at 34-14, 3:16 to play in the game. And that was a real dagger for sure. We'll come back with the Streaks down by 20 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Molly Prescott from WGIL. If you love bingo, then mark your calendar, because the Galesburg VFW has bingo every Saturday at 1001 Michigan Avenue. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. It's a great opportunity to socialize and have fun. Learn more about this and other area events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Hinchliffe Pearson West, funeral directors and cremation services in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The middle of the field, squibbed right between two Silver Streaks potential kick returners. They had to chase it all the way back down inside the 10-yard line. And then not much of a return. Galesburg starts from the 12. 3:07 to play, down 34-14, and a flag drops.
False start
against the Streaks. And again, these penalties for Galesburg come at the worst possible time. Already backed up.
Yeah. Gilbert saw the blitzing linebacker, Sean. You saw him kind of moving around, and he was getting ready to squeeze into a gap. And Gilbert just kind of got a little antsy, got his big body moving, and when you're the end man on the line of scrimmage, you're going to get caught every time.
Yeah, I see that.
Ball at the near hash mark at the 7-yard line. 34-14 Rock Island. Tristan back to pass, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to run with it. Dragged down from behind, flipped over at about the 13-yard line. Toss the ball up to the referee. I know what you're shaking your head about there, Sean.
You see that, did you? Flashbacks to Rich Woods.
Hand the ball to the official. Don't toss it to him. Hand the ball to the official. The clock continues to run.
But why do they always have the worst hands?
At the worst time.
Should be able to catch.
Tristan ran it for 6 to the 13, so he gets the 5 yards in penalties plus one more back. 2:20 to go in the game. A high snap. Tristan gets it away quickly. Somehow Mikey catches a wobbler at the 20 and then tackled. He'll be just short of the first down marker.
Yeah, Tristan got the snap and he bobbled the snap, so there's no possible way he even had the laces, and he just kind of shot putted that thing up.
He
there,
sure did.
Mikey.
Yeah, pulled the pin and let it fly.
Rocky is just going all out jailbreak blitzes at this point in time. Like they're in the last two plays, they're sending two linebackers. Usually in the C gaps, and Tristan is going to have very little time to throw the ball. We just don't have enough guys to block all the guys they're sending right now.
First reception of the game for Eicher. 3rd and 1, swing pass to the outside. Mikey with another catch, open, and a much better pass by Tristan, and a first down as Mikey steps out of bounds. So Eicher went the whole game without an offensive reception. He did get a huge defensive reception, though, that helped set up the Streaks' second touchdown of the game. This offensive reception takes the Streaks out to the 32 on a gain of 11. So a third down conversion there for the Silver Streaks. 70 yards passing tonight for Tristan in his return after the injury back in the Sterling game. Tristan again to pass. Sideline route. Mikey catches. Iker out of bounds short of the 40, stopping the clock with a minute 34 to go in the game.
Good to see this here. I mean, what we're putting together is a two-minute drill. This is something you practice every week, usually later in the week to say, hey, let's just go through a two-minute drill, make sure we're hitting our sideline routes, getting out of bounds. It's nice to see us executing that.
Two straight receptions for Iker.
Yeah, 2 6-yard hitches here in a row. You go the hitch and go here, maybe.
Second and three. Go to the opposite side of the field. Catch made at the 45-yard line, trying to slip a tackle. And the reception.
The clock will stop. It's
Marcus
a first down.
At the 45.
And timeout.
So that goes as a gain of six. Well, back-to-back receptions there. One to Mikey Iker and one to Marcus Lewis, who at this point, guys, are kind of our leading candidates for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game.
Well, certainly both had big interceptions. I like Mikey's, obviously, which led to immediately to a score. For the Silver Streaks. Mike had a nice return on that interception as well, called back, of course.
That's right.
From the penalty. So, yeah, that to me is the more exciting. But Marcus's interception, also a very big play at the time. It's kind of
at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, at the two, you know, kind of a hard choice, you know, at this point.
Minute 26 to go here, 34-14. Rock Island with the lead. Galesburg has one timeout remaining.
And, you know, going back to that, too, how many times have our defense unit, just the group, have they stood up and made a good play? They've turned the ball over 3 times on downs, the Rocks.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean.
Plus 2 interceptions.
Up and down the, you know, can you give it to the whole defense?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that something that we could do? Because they've done so well tonight.
Under pressure, Tristan gets a good block from the blind side, rolling,
Ball's
and the ball
out.
Stripped out of his hands as he rolls out. But I think the Streaks have recovered it at the 40.
I think John Willis gets in there.
He is the only guy there around 3 red jerseys of the Rocks.
Astutely seeing that ball on the ground, diving in there.
Clock rolls, though. It'll be under a minute to go here shortly. Be hard to imagine. I mean, unless you saw this whole game play out, if you've been with us the whole time, as nearly interception, deflected and almost picked off again. Intended receiver Amari downfield at the Rock Island 37-yard line. But to give up 34 points in the game and say the defense has been so good.
Right.
You've really got to know the whole story of the game to understand how we say that.
Yeah, if all you do is look in the paper tomorrow to check the Streak score and you see that, then, yeah, you would wonder, why we're raving right now about the defense, you know. But honestly, it is with the short fields that they've been put in, with the turnovers and the kind of situations that they've had.
Third and 16, Tristan gets
That's
it away.
Trouble.
This time it is picked off by Rock Island at the 45-yard line. Amari makes the tackle across the 50, and now Rock Island will just have to take a knee with 41 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah, just one knee will do it here.
Well, that was forced. That throw was forced.
Yeah.
You've got to move it. We're talking about seeing the success of a two-minute drill, but when we're down to points that we're down, getting 6 yards at a time is not going to do it. So you got to take a shot. He took a shot there, and it just didn't work out for us.
So Rock Island will take a knee. They'll go to 4-2 on the season, 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Galesburg will drop to 1-5 overall with a home game with Moline looming in the future for next Friday night. And the Silver Streaks still looking for their first conference victory of the season as they will drop to 0-4. There is the knee. The game is over. 34-14 the final. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by the Knox County Scenic Drive, where you can navigate your way through all 8 stops this weekend and next. Enjoy the beautiful scenery along the drive, along with delicious food, crafts, entertainment, flea markets, and more. Clear tonight, overnight low 42, sunny tomorrow and Sunday, high of 71 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 46, Sunday, a high of 72, Monday, sunny and 70. It's 54 at WGIL.
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Derek Blackwell. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School football continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Quite a battle by the Silver Streaks here tonight as they fall to Rock Island 34-14. Freshman loss tonight also 26-21. Galesburg drops to 1-5 on the season, 0-4 in the Western Big Six. And again, preseason conference favorite Moline for the home game next Friday night for the Silver Streaks. We anticipate getting Coach Derek Blackwell shortly here. Got to believe that he's encouraged by the defensive showing tonight by the Silver Streaks, but at the same time, defense put in some just about unwinnable positions and how they battled. And again, the short roster that the Silver Streaks playing with, again, that's something we talked about early. We alluded to it throughout the game. The number of guys who, I mean, you guys talked about it late there, the number of guys who played both sides of the ball, offensive and defense. It's not like your defense or your offense gets a rest with so many guys going both ways and largely due to injuries. So just a tremendous gutty performance by the defense here tonight for the Silver Streaks, but just couldn't hold them off entirely for 48 minutes. We're going to send things down to the field. Jake Miller is with head coach Derek Blackwell. Let's get his thoughts.
Coach, last week when you and I talked, I was kind of struck at the end of our conversation. You talked about how you wanted to address the way that ball game ended, and you wanted to address the way, you know, the players in the second half versus Quincy, the way they were, you know, their effort and their attitude. What I saw out here is it looks like it got addressed. Can you, you know, I'm not a moral victory guy, and I know you're not, but can you talk about the effort specifically your defense put out there tonight in a ball game where they were put on a short field time and time again?
Defensively, we played a good game. I mean, in the first half, there was 40 defensive plays to 10 offensive plays. So to come together as a team, we have to eliminate those long drives or whatever it is. So offensively, we just needed to get it together.
We talked about that with Coach Carl a little bit at halftime, and we talked about your defense, you know, kind of rushing for the eye candy, some of the jet sweep stuff, and not necessarily doing just their own job and kind of getting in bad spots. But, you know, you face probably, arguably, the best running back in the league tonight. And he had his yards, but he certainly earned it tonight. Offensively, talking about that offense, we got going in the second half, right? Tristan completed some passes, got Amari sprung for a couple runs. What changed? Was it a halftime adjustment, or was it just like we execute better, or did this night anyway in the second half?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, we changed up the play calling a little bit. What we were doing coming into the game wasn't working as much, so we kind of went back to our bread and butter, and it was working. So we just stuck with it, and Amari ran hard. The line blocked hard. Guys on the outside are blocking hard, and a special shout-out to Nick Curtis. I mean, he blocked his butt off. He's a junior that plays both ways. I mean, he gives it his all game long.
You got a lot of guys playing both ways, and obviously the injury situation is one that is not an excuse but is a reality for this team. Gino goes out early in this ball game, and Cam and John and you know, your offensive line issues. I'll ask you this last question here about if you can think about it without looking at film, and I know that's what a coach does when they go home, but what areas of growth did you see tonight from your guys? You know, it didn't end up on the win column, but what gives you kind of that idea of there are things here that we can build on as we head into the final 3 weeks of this season?
Injuries are a part of the game. It's something you just have to live with, so it's like the next guy up, and I think the coaching staff does a good job of getting the next guy ready, and it showed tonight. I mean, like you said, no moral victories. We came into Rock Island, they're a perennial powerhouse in the conference. They play hard, and they're always going to play hard, so I think we gave it our best shot, but it just wasn't enough tonight.
All right, Coach, win, lose, or draw, you talk to me every Friday night. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way out.
Thank you.
34-14, the final. Rock Island wins it over the Silver Streaks. Streaks freshman fall tonight as well, 26-21. More postgame from Almquist Field in Rock Island when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, so hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it, and by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Earth date present day. Dave's Autobody repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Autobody.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwablock.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the Knox and Warren County nominees, like Extreme Baseball Inc., who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Run through our final statistics brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Much better statistics in the second half for the Silver Streaks, who were had no good numbers to speak of in comparison to what Rock Island had done in the first half. Amari Richardson ends the night with 100 yards rushing on 21 carries. He had the streaks, one of the streaks' offensive touchdowns tonight, a 3-yard run. Tristan Legate was sacked three times. He ended up with negative 15 yards. Nick Curtis had a carry for 8. Legate ended up finishing with 83 yards passing, including the 23-yard touchdown pass to Nolan Carl. Mikey Eicher, 3 receptions for 26 yards. Amari Richardson had a 7-yard catch, and Marcus Lewis caught 2 for 28 yards. For Rock Island, led, of course, by Quantarian Brooks, he finished the night with 30 carries, 211 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Fiston Yogashima had an 18-yard run. Quarterback Connor DiIulio, 9 carries for 37 yards, including a 22-yard touchdown run. He also had a touchdown pass of 2 yards to Keontae Farrow. DiIulio finished with 140 yards passing, 72 to Joe Allen on 2 receptions. Brooks had a 29-yard catch early in the game. Amari Overton, a catch for 9 yards. Desmond Woodson had 2 receptions for 10 yards. And Deshaun Griffith, or Deshaun, excuse me, it was actually Lamarck. No, I'm sorry, it was Deshaun McCaw. There we go. Wrote down the wrong name on my stat sheet. Deshaun McCaw had 2 catches for 18 yards. Rock Island penalized 4 times for 31 yards. Silver Streak 6 times for 27 yards. Probably the lowest penalty yardage the Streaks have had in a game. But again, as we talked about during the broadcast, those penalties came at bad times for the Silver Streak. So not big in yardage, but big in impact at the time. Take a final timeout. Come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You know who the 2 finalists are. We'll tell you who it is when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
At Solvera Health, we realize healthcare is local and personal. That's why we're excited about our new primary care clinic in Galesburg, located off I-74 at exit 48B, offering primary care, urology, and women's health. We welcome new patients and accept most insurances. View our providers online at solverahealth.com/Galesburg or call us at 309-233-2836 to schedule an appointment. At Solvera Health, we bring hospitality to healthcare.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Nick Isher from WGIL. Every Tuesday morning from 7:30 to 9, all Knox County veterans are invited to join their fellow veterans for some camaraderie and conversation, along with a free breakfast generously provided by Trace Cafe. So come to the Knox County VFW on Michigan Avenue in Galesburg this Tuesday or any Tuesday. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
34-14, the final. Rock Island defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We had the two finalists, Marcus Lewis, Mikey Eicher. Sean, who is it?
Boy, you know what? 11 defensive players. That's who I'm going to say with it. No,
understandable.
But
defensive guy always says that.
Yeah, of course I am. And both plays were huge. But I think at that point in time, it may have been Marcus that set it up to keep them out of the end zone. But the one that Mikey had really set the stage for us to go in, get within a score, keep us in the game. The offense then came out, put the score up on a board, kept us within one score. And at that point in time, that was the biggest play that we had.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, it was the biggest play of the night. He had a great return that I know was brought back, but there was a great return. It fired up the crowd. It was the loudest that we heard our sideline, the loudest that we heard our stands. Mm-hmm. So that interception, which followed an interception Tristan had thrown, so that interception was a huge play to get us back on track and just to bring us to that one score. And then we onside kicked right after that. Can you imagine? Had we gotten that, so this game was so much closer than we thought, or than the scoreboard alludes to, and that play was, I think, the one big play that could have turned things to the tide of the Silver Streaks.
And again, we don't want to overlook those three stops that the Silver Streaks had made earlier in the first half that even kept them within two
first
scores.
First drive of the game.
Yeah. Right? Stopped them at the two, and then, of course, that drive right before 2 seconds before halftime. And we look back at how big of a play that ended up being as well, especially when the Silver Streaks came right out in the second half and scored on the opening drive of the second half. So lots to be positive and encouraged about with three games remaining in the rest of the season. But, Moline in town next Friday night.
Yeah, don't get easier.
Yeah, Streaks are definitely have to take every positive out of this game and apply it into next week and probably a whole lot more. So, fellas, we'll see you back at Van Dyke Field next Friday.
Sounds good.
Thanks to you for being with us here for Silver Streaks football tonight. Again, 34-14 the final. Fighting Illini football tomorrow against Wisconsin. 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff. For Jake Miller, for Sean Hickey, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to GHS Silver Streaks football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.